Hello gamers, and welcome to episode 171 of the Super Ultra Podcast Arcade. I am your host, Daniel Nicholson, and with me is my co-host, Dominic Stallworth. What's going on in this new year, Dominic?
Man, it is cold, man.
Yes, it is.
Like, starting from, like, the Midwest, man, all the way over, man, it's just been cold.
I had to fill up a tire this morning, and I could not feel my fingers afterwards.
Oh, man. And, then it was snowed. It snowed this week for us. It's been worse on the coast.
And it's still so damn cold that there's snow everywhere still.
Yeah, and I know my my peoples in Norfolk, they got hit pretty good.
Yeah.
And that's not good for them because they don't usually get a lot of snow down there.
They're not prepared for that. It's like when they were showing pictures of people in like Tallahassee getting snow, just not knowing what to do. They're putting sand on the stuff. Because they don't have salt.
You panic. it's scary. I remember it was like some years ago when like Georgia got snow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was like 2 inches, but it was hell for them. The devil's dandruff is what they called it. And Obama's white friend, they called it that.
Obama's white friend?
Yeah. I miss those days when people used to just hate Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Those were good days.
Don't worry, Dominic. There are still plenty of people out there that do.
Yeah.
They just don't get as much coverage.
Well, Obama. I mean, Trump does. He still says some things about Obama.
What
happens now. Oh, yeah. What else has happened around the world? I don't know. It's been a new year. So happy new year, and stuff happened. I heard Trump's supposed to give out like the worst news coverage award or something.
Yeah,
did he give it out yet?
I haven't seen it yet. I saw the Daily Show put out an ad like they do with the movies.
Yeah,
that said like nominating ourselves for your discretion.
Well, you're not really real news. They're gonna worst go after. Media. He's gonna go after. Well.
He's going to go after fake real news.
Yeah, exactly.
Fake news.
Not that the fake news, no.
Fake comedy news. They're going
after, he's going after like CNN, MSNBC, The Daily Bungo or something like that. He's going after those places.
Huffington Post.
Now, yeah, I'm curious who he gives the award to.
Gotta be CNN, right?
Newspapers, too. Yeah. Unless somebody just came out something really big against him recently. Yeah.
I mean, that book came out, but I don't know if he's gonna include that dude in the awards.
Is this book in the fiction section?
I don't know. People are saying that this author has the tendency to make things up, but it's clearly
if it's
done
in the nonfiction section. Yeah. He might do at least nominate him.
Yeah.
If it's in the fiction section, there's already. Like you always say, it isn't a fiction. It's fake news anyway.
Yeah, it's nonfiction, so.
Yep. He might get a nominee.
Already got him blowing up his Steve Bannon.
Oh, he missed the deadline. He's good for next year.
Exactly. See, Trump, unlike all these games journalists, has set standards and rules for when the cutoff is.
It seems like every last one of them. Except for the video game awards. I mean, they didn't put PUBG up there kind of saying, oh, they said it's going to come out at the end of the year. They just did it. They said early access is fine. Which, you know what? If that's fine for them, that's their rule, fine.
I feel like that's the way it's got to be at this point.
Yeah. But they don't put it down like, oh, if a game comes out in December, we got to do the awards. No, they have a cutoff. It's like, they did Final Fantasy 15. It's like, oh, it came out past where we did the nominee, so that goes to next year. But these video game journalists, they get so cramped, like, oh, they did say it's going to come out this year, so we got to put it in the awards. Like, why? It's not that fucking big a deal. Just wait till next year. Yeah. Who cares? We have computers where you can hold down all the things you played. All you just got to look on the list and see, oh, yeah, I remember that game from the end of December, and I liked it. God,
that's why I put a smiley face next to the games that I played that I liked this year. And I put a frowny face next to the bad ones.
Everybody does a video review and shit, so I was like, I got this video review and see what I thought about it. oh, this is what I thought about it. Okay.
Can't expect me to go back and watch my own content, Dominic. Goodness.
Yeah. It's so weird. It's like, it's almost like I want to be this stuff to be like, okay, a little legitimacy here. I think, who cares? There's like that. So then I also think like, man, this stuff is stupid anyway. Why do I care about being legitimate with this shit? Let's go all crazy. Sometimes I do like those made up just stupid awards because, like, yeah, let's just trivialize it because it's just a fun thing anyway.
Right.
It's just funny
what it's supposed to be. I mean, it's just supposed to be fun. Like, I'm sure there are companies out there that are like, oh, mail me the award that you gave me for Game of the Year this year, but. In reality, it's just more fun content for the end of the year for your viewers to watch.
Yeah.
And or listen to.
And to be really angry about us to see in the comments.
And to get very angry about.
Well, I do. I'd be putting that. Every time I see Breath of the Wild Game of the Year, I am typing away. And
say, you people I saw are stupid. All your comments on our article, Dominic. Calm down.
Yeah. You people are stupid. I was joking. I don't know. It's like I'm flipping a coin. Like, do I want PUBG to win or Breath of the Wild?
Which is like, the lesser of two evils?
Yeah. All right, hurry up and get through this.
All right.
Sports. In the NFL season, playoffs start today, which I just fucking remember it when I hear people talk about the job. It's like, oh shit, it is playoffs this weekend.
Yeah.
Used to be a big deal for me. Now I can give two shits. But. The news is, well, out of Redskins camp, we had the coach talk about our current quarterback. He's saying that he did okay. He just couldn't get over the hump. You know, but he's like, they're all right. But really lukewarm on him.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard him be higher on him before. It's almost like he knows he's going or something. And I'm like, he's okay.
He's just trying to lowball him, Dominic. He doesn't want to ask him for a ton of money.
And that's what I'm thinking. That's at best is what I'm hoping for.
You don't go in there saying that you love this car and you want this car. You say it's a piece of garbage, but I'll take it anyway as long as you give me the right price.
But I'm like, man, this man has passed over 4,000 yards again. He's on pace to be the most yards in Redskins history as a quarterback. If he stays with us. And the only reason we won even 7 games is because of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at other people comments. I even heard one guy on the radio talking about, hey, look, to pay him that money doesn't make sense because we can have to make the playoffs with a quarterback asking for less money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you can say that about any goddamn position on the fucking team. That you can just say, we can get somebody less than this guy and not make the playoffs. What the fuck does that even fucking mean? It's like, he's the reason why we won as many games as we won. You really think he's the reason why we lost? Like, you know what? Fuck it. I want this guy gone now. I want him gone. I want him on Denver. He deserves
so much better.
I want him on Denver. I want him to turn that team. I don't know how many wins they got this year. Basically the reciprocal, probably, of what they did of this year. And go to the playoffs. Possibly go to Super Bowl, but at least, I don't think they go to Super Bowl, but I think they go to the playoffs. I want them technically to win Super Bowl, but take to the playoffs while we just be in a dumpster. Because it's fucking ridiculous how people saying, oh man, he's not worth this money. What the fuck do you care? You ain't paying it. We ain't paying for this shit. So why the hell you care how much money he gets? I just want a quarterback, goddammit. And, and for you to think that, oh, we pay him this money, he's never get nothing else. You really trust? Oh, so get rid of him. You really trust we're going to get better? Really? We're going to get better now if we just get rid of him and not pay him anything? Bull fucking shit. Bullshit. You can get some decent receivers. You can get a decent line. You can get players. People know how to build around that shit. Like, the difference between the Ravens and them, for one, I think it is the argument that, hey, at least he won the Super Bowl, then they paid him. But the difference is that, well, except for the last game, the Ravens lost that last game, which compared to my last podcast, I didn't think they were not going to make the playoffs. I said, even their loss, other teams I had to win to for them to not get in. And right. other teams won, apparently. And I was like, oh, wow. Everything just went wrong for them.
Yep.
That was a huge deal. But there's been the Ravens, like, paying their guy a lot of money and not making the playoffs. That's not the reason why they're not in the playoffs, because of the money they paid him. It just turns out he wasn't that great. That's what it was.
Yeah, it didn't.
Because the other parts of the team, now, he did good that last game. Those receivers dropped the ball. That wasn't his fault. That fucking wasn't his fault. Receivers dropped the ball, so you can't blame him for that. But those other years, it was really like, man, he just doesn't do that great. But it's not because they like, oh, we can't get other players. They just weren't doing that well. I mean, like drafting, they were doing okay with draft. They could have done better, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But he just not played in the potential that you thought he could do. Like Kirk Cousins, I'm like, come on. This guy's good. We just need players around him. I mean, you got rid of 2 1,000-yard receivers last year. What the fuck was that? And like, you literally gave him no help. So, I don't know. It is so stupid. And like, you know what? Fuck it. Just blow the fucking whole team up, man. Fuck this. I do not even fucking care anymore. It's such bullshit. Yeah, the Ravens losing, that was a shocker. The Bills are in. They've been mediocre all year. They kind of just fell in. But, yeah. I mean, the Ravens, I guess you could say they're kind of mediocre too, but they were kind of on a winning. They
can fall back out just as easily.
Yeah, but the Ravens, at least they were kind of going in, looking decent. What else happened? Anything huge? I know Atlanta's back in. They got that last position in the playoffs, so they made it in. Now, like, it's like 8 different teams in the playoffs this year, I think. That's a big turnaround. That's a huge turnaround. That's something that can, only the NFL that can really happen.
Yeah.
No other sport. I guess baseball. Well, because you don't have as many teams in baseball. Yeah, now you don't have that many teams. But I think only two less teams. But still, I guess baseball, that probably has happened. I just don't remember. I know basketball, that definitely doesn't happen. You already know who's going to the playoffs. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of interesting. But the overall ratings, I know it's been down for football. But it's been going down for years, even before these kneel downs. It's been going down. So yeah. You gotta ask yourself, what's the real reason? Even in the last Ravens game, they said the attendance wasn't even like jam packed. This was like for a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know. I think people, but you gotta look at the play. Like, I don't know who the fuck's gonna be MVP this year. Like there's no obvious quarterback play. I mean, the Eagles guy, but he got hurt. Wentz. Quarterback play has been pretty bad. Like, look at all the teams. They all been average. Like, New England is the standout. The Eagles and New England are the standout. Unfortunately, the Eagles, their quarterback got hurt. But they look like they, maybe with Nick Foles, they still could do it. Because Nick Foles was good, like, 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was looked at as, like, the top quarterback. It just didn't work out that way. Oh, and the Vikings. The Vikings, their defense and third-string quarterback coming up and doing great this year. So, it's like, they're kind of standout teams. But everybody else, you don't really have confidence that they can do it. So, I mean, only thing you can hope is that New England gets upset. Well, if you're a New England hater, which is most America is. So, but other than that, I just see New England going. I don't know who's in the NFC. It's like, it's a toss-up, really. It's really a toss-up. I have no idea. I'm guessing the Vikings, maybe. But we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But we got some news. John Gruden is coming back as a coach for the Oakland Raiders.
Woo!
And he did well with them. Now, I don't know why they fired him, to be honest with you. Maybe they expected more of him with the team they had. And then he went to the Bucks and won the Super Bowl against the team that fired him, which was like a big revenge story.
Uh-huh.
But everybody said he took Tony Dungy's guys because he hasn't done anything since that. And then he got let go, and then but he got a job as an announcer. He's been announcing for some years now.
Yeah,
Narvaez hired him back for a 10-year deal for $100 million. That is a fucking lot. Now they're going to Vegas, so maybe because he has that recognition, it's trying to bring some recognition to that team, so people can just watch him and, you know, get those ratings up for the Raiders, because, like I said, ratings have been down over on NFL. I'm guessing trying to get as much people to really come out to these games and watch these games or whatever, from when that Vegas deal goes through, which is supposed to be, around 2020, or they might be going in 2019 to be a player at one of the college stadiums, but the stadium should be ready in 2020. So, yeah, maybe that's why they paid this, why they pay this man so much money, is to get some, like, people out there interested in the Raiders.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of fucking money for a dude who hasn't coached in, like, how many years? That's a lot of dough. Yeah. I'm kind of happy because I don't have to see him on Monday Night Football anymore. But then again, I'm not watching probably not watching football anymore. So I don't know. I don't know. It's like damn, y'all did it too late. Also, I thought Marvin Lewis was leaving. I think everybody thought so. Even Cincinnati fans did.
I was going to say all of Ohio.
But apparently they gave him a 2-year deal. 2 more freaking years. And people, Cincinnati fans, last time I saw it, some of them, they were pretty upset.
Yeah.
They were pretty upset. They were like, because they wanted a change. He's been coaching for years and they have not won a playoff game. It's like, thank you for, they used to really suck some years ago, but they're like, I'm going to change. And then a 2 more year contract. It's like, what are you doing? He said, what are we doing here? So just because you beat the Ravens, you're going to give them a deal?
Exactly. That's the exact reason why. They were up in the air, and then he won that game, and he was like, all right, give him 2 more.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, they are, it's not looking good. I mean, it's not good right now. Yeah, it's weird. But like someone said, so his complaint is like, oh, we got so many years of mediocrity. He says, mediocrity, we just do this. And we got 2 more years of mediocrity to go. And they, some of the people are saying, like, Browns, somebody said, it's waiting for the Browns to say, hold my beer. Or something like that. Because, I mean, they got their coach back. Oh, yeah, Browns went 0-16. Did the second team go 0-16? And I thought my old man was joking. I never did go look to make sure that they threw a parade.
Oh.
For that.
Really?
Browns 0-16 parade. Let me check that out. So I really want to know if that's true. Because I would be so happy if that happened. Yes, it is. The, wait a minute.
There's hope for your Wizards then, Dominic.
Yeah, I don't know if it's happened, but they are having a parade. but they did have they're supposed to have a parade.
You deserve it.
The Misery March.
The Misery March, wow.
Yeah, I don't feel like going with all this, but yeah, that is amazing. I thought
that was walking down the street every day in Cleveland.
I don't know if they... Let me see the... that's whatever. But I mean, I understand they'll keep it a coach, though, because they fire coaches all the time, the Browns. They need something there. I mean, come on. They knew they were going to be bad. I mean, you probably didn't think 0-16 bad, but hey, now next year, you got no place to go but up. Or the same. Maybe they go to another 0-16.
They're going to lose negative games somehow.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, I hope they did. I hope they had, because at least you celebrate something. Damn, because they ain't going to celebrate anything else for the Cleveland Browns. that's what I said. I said always, like, for the Wizards, watching the Wizards, I said, trivialize the freaking NBA. Yep. Like, all teams that is not all Golden teams. State and Cleveland, you get a playoff win. Well, say what you really think you should do. You should set a goal a reasonable fucking goal that you know you can mean that you probably should achieve. Like with the Wizards, your goal should be, I mean, at one point I would say just win the first round, celebrate like you won a championship. Now I'm like, your team is better. You should win, at least get to the, Eastern Conference Finals. Get there. That should be your championship, is winning the second round.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be hard, but I'm sorry, you have the team that should possibly do it. Like other years, I would have said just win the first round, drop confetti down. But yeah, I want you to drop confetti down. Like if you're home, drop confetti. Let the media people be confused as shit. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Other team would be like, oh, wow, that's weird that they're celebrating the other team's win. No, we're celebrating our loss. We made it this far.
No. I'm not saying you. No, I'm.
Oh,
you
when,
don't drop it
when they win
the second round. Like, when they win the second round, if you're home, drop the confetti, celebrate like you won a championship. Bring out a fake ass trophy, celebrate like you won a championship.
Man.
Because you know you're not getting past Cleveland. I think any team should do that. If you win second round, go into Eastern Conference Finals. Or the Western Conference, you go into Western Conference Finals. Celebrate like you won a championship. Because, like, we know we're not going to get past this team. And so we're going to celebrate now. We had a great season. This is great. This is our championship. Like, we're number two in the East. We're number two. Something like that. Yeah, that'll be it. But yeah. What else has happened? I know NHL, Cats been doing okay. I didn't even know they had a new team in Las Vegas in NHL, but I heard that they've been doing pretty damn good. Like, they're number one in their division,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be a big story. They win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. And I'll just say it's fixed.
Yeah, maybe.
All these teams in fucking deserts, Dominic. Playing hockey, it doesn't make sense.
Man, there's a lot of teams that don't make sense.
Appropriating the Canadian culture.
What else has happened? I know Serena Williams stepped out of the Australian Open.
Oh, really?
Because I guess she didn't. She played a match. She came back since her pregnancy, played a match, she lost. Maybe she didn't feel she was ready yet. Maybe she won't get prepared more. Hopefully she'll be back for the French Open. I don't know. I can't think of any other news. So, sports, you got anything?
I got a little bit of wrestling to talk about. New
Japanese
Japan.
Wrestling?
Yep. The Wrestle Kingdom 12 event happened on January 4th.
So, this isn't Fire Pro Wrestling?
No. They are teaming up with them to add some of their wrestlers to that game for the console release. And I would imagine they would get patched into the PC release, but... As far as I've seen, the PS4 one that they're coming out with at some point in time will have NJPW guys in there. This is essentially their WrestleMania. It happens every year. It's their biggest event in the Tokyo Dome, which is the biggest venue that they work out of. And it was a good show. There were some really good matches. Some standouts, nothing as crazy as some of the Kenny Omega Okada matches I've mentioned in the past that happened in 2017, but some really solid stuff. And this was the, I guess you could say, re-debut of Chris Jericho. He returned to Japan attacking Kenny Omega a couple months ago, setting up this match. And that was probably, I don't know about technically the best match of the night, but it was definitely the most fun match of the night. It was a no disqualification match, so they were able to go outside the ring and do all the crazy table spots and chairs and get some blood and all that kind of stuff. And at this point, Chris Jericho's age just kind of keeps him from putting on like a technical spectacle that he used to be able to do. But he still puts on a good show. Some other notable matches. Hirooki Goto versus Minoru Suzuki. Minoru Suzuki's like this crazy 49-year-old dude that just comes in and destroys people. And that's what he was doing for most of this match. He did end up losing. And it was for his title and for his hair. It was a hair versus hair match.
So he had to cut his hair off?
He already had a crazy hairdo. It was like half bald and then kind of long in the back with swirly patterns in it, but he did get his head shaved. Technically, he shaved it himself. And you also had, for the title, the main event, they advertised it as a co-main event with Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho, but really the main event of the show was Kazuchika Okada versus Tetsuya Naito for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. This has been in the making for years. Naito has always been a guy at the top of the card, but kind of never got his due. The last time he had a match against Okada for this title, they actually did not main event, because that's when, that's back when Shinsuke Nakamura was still with the company, and he faced the guy who was essentially New Japan's John Cena, Tanahashi. And
they'd be booing him too?
What's that?
They boo him too?
Actually, they just fucking love that dude. But he gets booked the same way as, you know, he just wins everything. Like this year, they brought this, what happens with New Japan is you kind of, you train as what they call as a young boy or a young lion, and you'll see them all around the ring. They help kind of corral everybody around the ring, and they'll come in after the match and give you ice and give you a towel and stuff like that while you're training to wrestle. And then you go on excursion to like America or Mexico or some other country, and you kind of develop your character, and then you re-debut as like this big thing. And one of their guys re-debuted, Jay White. He got this gimmick, the Switchblade, and he's kind of like dark and gothy. And he came and attacked Tanahashi, and it was a fine match. Tanahashi's kind of working hurt right now. It seems like he does not want to lose his position in the company, because it sounds like previously when he's gone away for something, like an injury or whatever, he's actually lost his spot, which is kind of shocking, because you don't think, like, if John Cena got hurt, he's going to come back and he's going to be able to challenge for the title whenever the fuck he wants. All he has to do is say, hey, Vince, I'm thinking maybe I should win the title this week, and Vince is gonna, you know, do whatever he says. Because he's afraid that he'll leave and go to Hollywood like The Rock did. But it's Tanahashi won this year against this guy, Jay White, and it seems like kind of a shame just to bring this guy back, build him up like he's this credible guy, and then have him lose to Tanahashi, especially when it really seems like Tanahashi has the Intercontinental Championship right now. It really seems like they should find a way to write him off and have him go away in rehab, because he's got a bad leg, he's got a bad arm, so he really needs to take some time off.
Yeah, I don't like that this Japanese wrestling is more interesting than the American one. I don't like this, like in the Contra Wars. And in this, I don't appreciate this.
Well, you need to write a letter to Vince, because I don't think he knows what email or Twitter is, and tell him that he needs to step his fucking game up. Because it's not like he doesn't take the most interesting wrestlers from New Japan and do something with them, but that something is never as interesting as what they were doing in New Japan. You look at Shinsuke Nakamura, and he was like their biggest fucking star. And here he's just a guy that's tag teaming with Randy Orton. It doesn't make sense. They oversaturate these guys. I've talked to Brooks about this, a friend of mine. And what I feel like WWE needs to do is they need to institute like a cycle. Like you have 6 months where you see these guys, and then 6 months where you see new guys, and in those 6 months, the other guys can take that time off, rehab whatever injury they need to rehab, or just take some time off, and then, you know, you'll see them in another 6 months or 3 months or whatever your cycle ends up being, and you're more excited to see them because you don't see them that often. And Japan doesn't quite do that, but they just don't have as many shows. Like, any given day of the week, there's pretty much a WWE show going on somewhere around the country, and that may not be a televised thing, but these guys are working 340 something days a year, pretty much. And how you can physically handle that is crazy. But from a fan standpoint as well, it's just, you see these guys day in and day out. And that's why Lucha Underground was kind of interesting, because there would be episodes where you don't see Prince Puma. And then, you know, just when you're starting to think like, man, I really wish Prince Puma would be on this episode, he shows back up again. And that's what WWE doesn't do. And when they do it, it just feels like someone's missing because they don't do it well. It's like, oh, SmackDown didn't have Shinsuke Nakamura on it. It feels like they're burying him now, but that's just because they don't tell a good story. They don't know how to write it to say, like, oh, this guy's away for a week because he's doing this, that, or the other thing, or somebody injured him so much that he's not going to be on TV for a while. They'll do that from time to time with, like, a movie, like if The Miz has to go away to film a movie. But even then, they don't always do it, and it's typically not done very well. But real quick, back to Wrestle Kingdom. Going back to Tetsuya Naito, it's just crazy because it seemed like everything was set up for this to be his big moment. Because he had a title match at Wrestle Kingdom before, but they put him under the Intercontinental. They put the heavyweight title under the Intercontinental title because it was Shinsuke Nakamura and Tanahashi. They're two of their biggest guys, essentially. And at that point, Naito was a little younger and Okada was a little younger as well. But Okada is essentially their golden boy. He's held the title for the longest ever, more than anyone in that company has ever held that title now, at like 500 and something days, like 540 something or 550. But this seemed like it was Naito's time. Naito is supposed to be a bad guy, kind of, but he's kind of in between because the crowd just absolutely loves him. And it just seemed like it was his time, and it turned out it wasn't. And it just seems like now it seems like kind of a weird direction to go. But on their follow-up show, New Year's Dash, which is kind of like their Raw after WrestleMania, where they start to set up other angles, Chris Jericho, who lost the match to Kenny Omega, came in and attacked Naito, so you got that going on. And then Switchblade, who lost to Tanahashi, was offered to join the Bullet Club, which is Kenny Omega and Cody Rhodes, their faction over there. And he put on the shirt, and then Kenny Omega went to hug him, and then he did his finisher, the Blade Runner, on him, which is essentially the Sister Abigail. So he's turned on them, so it looks like he's going for the U.S. title, which is probably a good thing. As long as you find a way to get it off Kenny Omega, it's hard to just have him have a straight up clean loss. But with Cody Rhodes there, him and Kenny Omega are kind of warring over who the leader of the Bullet Club is right now. So you can kind of have Cody screw him out of the title or something without making Kenny Omega look too bad. And then by giving Jay White that title, you maybe save him a little bit from taking that loss to Tanahashi. But overall, it was a really good event. Now we're just building up to the Royal Rumble and TakeOver NXT TakeOver in Philadelphia. So
okay.
That's a couple weeks away.
I might have to check out that Japanese wrestling.
Yeah, I'll have to like find a best of clips or something for you and send that your way. It feels more serious. I mean, it's definite. The hits are harder. Like if you see Kenny Omega throw a fucking knee at Chris Jericho, it looks devastating. In a way that especially it's very weird to see it because Kenny Omega. Okay, it's kind of a long story, but I can make it short. Okada has a finisher called the Rainmaker, where they call it a ripcord clothesline, where his back is to your front. You reach around, grab his arm, spin him around, and then give him a clothesline. Kenny Omega's move, one of his, like, signature moves, is called the V-Trigger, based on Street Fighter, of course, because he's a big video game guy.
Yeah.
Which is essentially a knee, it's like a bicycle knee, like he'll throw up the one leg and just to make it look more impactful. So when he was fighting Okada, he started doing what they started calling the Rain Trigger, where he does the spin out move, but then he does the knee. And after Rollins beat Triple H at WrestleMania, he stopped doing the pedigree, and now he started doing a spin out knee. But Seth Rollins just kind of does not look that bad. Like, it doesn't look devastating. It doesn't look like it hurts in the way that you, if you look at it, comparing it to Kenny Omega's. And it's just weird because it's also, they haven't really given that move a name yet. And they just kind of go like, oh, the knee, you hit him with the knee. And it's just, I don't know. Seth Rollins is a weird place right now. They got him as the tag team champ with Jason Jordan right now because Dean Ambrose is, according to WWE, out for 9 months because he's got a torn bicep. I think I talked about it, that there's speculation that it's not going to be as long as that, and people are saying that maybe he could be back in time for WrestleMania, but hey, it could be, but who knows. I can't tell you the severity of a guy's injury when, you know, there's not someone to actually report on that outside of WWE, and they're willing to just lie about stuff. Yeah, so all in all, this show was really good. There were some other undercard matches that were solid. Overall, just the wrestling, because that, you know, what little story stuff there is mostly in Japanese outside of the guys like Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho who are speaking English and they have Japanese subtitles, but they don't put English subtitles in for the Japanese guys for their speeches when they win stuff. Mm-hmm. So I can't really tell what's going on. They do have English commentary tracks now, and the two guys that are doing those are really good. So, you know, they had their Japanese stream and they had their English stream. So that was good because they're trying to expand around the globe a little more, but they're still not competing on a WWE type level. So that is the wrestling moment of the week.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention there is a college championship happening Monday.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Alabama, Georgia. So it's an all SEC championship. So that kind of sucks, but Alabama's there again.
Yeah.
I mean, they're always there. I was surprised that game was as bad as it was. I thought Clemson would play them a lot better. The other game was good, though. Georgia-Oklahoma went to a double overtime. That was a good game.
Wow.
And unfortunately, I wanted Oklahoma to win. I was kind of rooting for them.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do it. But hopefully this is a good game, but I just see Alabama winning it.
Yeah.
Also, there was a the World Junior hockey going on, I think, or something like that.
Wow.
And I know the U.S. had beaten Russia, but I don't think they made it to the finals. It was Sweden. I think it was Sweden versus Canada. Canada won. I just saw the highlights. And the Swedish player, like, they gave them a gold medal and a silver medal. And the Sweden players was getting a silver medal. And one of the players, he got it. But then you just see him skate off. But then you just see him threw his medal, man, to the crowd. Like, he was just pissed.
Wow.
He was pissed. I was like, maybe we don't get medals right after these games because it's too much emotion. Mm. but I was like, God damn. I was like, bet that lucky fan has a silver medal because he's taking pictures with it. So I was like, oh, I wanted to go let that fan keep it. I wanted somebody to went up out there and say, nah, you can't keep it. I said, no, it was mine.
My new Twitter biopic. Let me at least have that.
I wonder if somebody went in there. Because I would say, yeah, come on. He's just emotional right now. But just hold on to it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that kid was mad. But that's a winner. He knows that it's all, you win or you lose. That's it. Second place, the first loser.
Exactly. If you ain't first, you last.
Yeah. All right, so I guess we get into what we've been watching. And you watch anything?
I've watched over 8 hours of wrestling, Japanese wrestling. So
oh, okay.
I have not watched anything else, no.
I finished Mr. Robot, the final show, and it was good. It was great. Yeah. Like, this season started out slow, but it ended up strong. It was a great season. Awesome. I'm guessing next season would have to be the last one. I can't imagine them going further.
Yeah.
Or it's going to turn to Dexter if they do that. So I think they need a...
So they're going to do that is what you're saying.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much more. Like, is money that big of a deal with this show?
I don't know, but it feels like USA Network shows just go on forever.
Yeah, but they might be changing. Maybe they're changing. Because this is the type of show I would never thought would be on USA Network.
That's true.
I don't know any other good new USA Network shows like of this caliber.
Yeah. Suits.
Suits was okay. Suits is okay. It's definitely got stronger since... Well, it's gotten more vulgar since the first season I watched. I only watched the first season, the second half. I don't think I heard him curse in those two seasons. It's pretty tamed. Then I start hearing this curse, like, what? What the fuck is this? <It's> like, I was like, what is this? And now since that girl, she's not going to be there anymore because she wants to be part of Warrior Family. Like, oh, you can't do both? Come on. Nope. This is new time now. You say,
I can't act with peasants, Dominic.
No, it's common a new time folk. Now. Women say, like, yeah, look, I can still act and be a princess. Nah, I mean, I guess I can't blame her. I don't know. I don't, but that was the only thing going for that show for me. It was her. I wasn't saying acting was good, but whatever. But what else did I watch? Oh, Dave Chappelle, Stand Up, which was on Netflix, his new one. He has two of them. I believe it's Equanimity is the first one, and the second one's Bird Revelation, and they both were great. He is funny. It might be his last shit that he does, because in his stand-up, he said that, a couple reasons. One is that you gotta get out while things are going good,
because
you don't want to be Kevin Hart. And another reason he says, because America is too sensitive. People in general are too sensitive.
How dare him? I'm offended by that comment.
So I don't know. He could be getting out. It could be his last. I know it's his last Netflix special, definitely. Mm. But yeah, he went on a high note. There was some great lines.
Yeah.
In this, well, I think that's about it. I think I watched anything new. Oh, yeah, I totally forgot. Like, I know I kept hearing about Roseanne show coming back. I was kind of hoping that wouldn't happen.
I just heard about that this week. I didn't realize that was a thing.
Yeah, and I saw the little promo of it. Oh my god, she's old. And so was Dan. But I've seen him recently. I've seen him in movies, so I knew he was old. But yeah, the whole cast is coming back, and it looks like that's the original Becky.
Oh wow. Can we get both Beckys where they just interchange them?
Yeah.
Like, same. She goes upstairs, she comes back downstairs, it's a different Becky.
But yeah, I wonder, like, how the show would do. But I know she was in the news because of some tweet she did. So that's, something.
Was she holding a severed head of Donald Trump?
The liberals? No. The liberals did not like it, so people were wondering, would that hurt her ratings in her show. I was like, oh god.
Let me find this tweet so I can decide if I'm liberal.
People cannot, you cannot tweet about your feelings or whatever, you political or anything on Twitter. just stay off of social media.
I'm sorry, you shouldn't be on Twitter. You can just say that.
Just stay off of social media, because this is a new world, man. These people are sensitive, they will take anything you say in a straight context, like, they would take out of context or whatever you meant, because it's hard to explain things, you know, through typing, apparently. And you just stay away from there. Just stay away.
Just stay away from Twitter. That is solid advice.
It's very divisive, because people won't be like, oh, I don't agree with this, but whatever, I still like her. No. If they don't agree with you, they will hate you, and they will try to bury you. All right, so I guess we get to finally video games. What we've been playing.
All right.
So what you been playing?
All right, so as my new New Year's tradition goes, I beat an Uncharted on the first day of January, and this time it was Uncharted The Lost Legacy.
Well, say Naughty Dog, because it's not going to be any more Uncharted.
Nope. I'm going to make a fan-made Uncharted game.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this game proves that you can make another Uncharted game. It just doesn't need to be about Drake.
I think you can, too. I don't want it to.
Well, I don't necessarily disagree with that.
I just want them to move on.
Yeah.
I want to do something new. That's like why I'm pissed off with The Last of Us 2. I'm pissed off. I mean, I hope it's good.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to happen.
And that's with this. Like, I played it the same way I played Uncharted 4 with the aim assist on, so I could pretty much just left trigger, right trigger it, and get through the game to enjoy the story and to an extent the platforming stuff. I like that stuff when it goes well. Sometimes I just don't jump the way I want to or something. And it's not as bad as like the first Assassin's Creed where you're jumping off buildings. They give you training wheels kind of, so you can't really do that, but there are still moments where it's just like, why are you not climbing this wall that you should be able to climb or something like that? So yeah, the gameplay is standard Uncharted stuff, but the story was really nice. It told a more condensed, like, emotional story between the two characters. You play as Chloe and you're with Nadine from Uncharted
4. Is there sexual tension in this?
No, I don't think so.
Well, then I don't care.
I mean, it's whatever you take to it, Dominic. Like, I feel like...
No, nope, I don't care about taking stuff. I want things literally and blunt in games.
There's no scissoring or anything of that nature, Dominic. No,
then this is definitely... I do not care about
not
this
the game
anymore.
For you. But it tells a nice story between those two. They start off as... You know, Chloe hires Nadine, and Nadine kind of has a reason to go back and try. She's trying to reclaim her company, I guess, pretty much Shoreline, because one of her top mercenaries took over after the events of Uncharted 4. But yeah, it just tells a nice little story. It's not long at all. I've seen people quoted it around, I think, like 20 hours, and I would say you can get 20 hours out of it if you're doing everything and looking for everything and trying to collect everything, but I just kind of plowed through the main storyline, and my playtime in the game said 6 hours, so it's not a lot to ingest at all. It's a nice little experience. And maybe, what was it, 30 when it originally came out? That might be a little high, but... For what, $19.99 they were charging for it, or were they even cheaper on some of those sales? I would say that's a solid price for that game. And there is more to do if I chose to do it. I looked it up, and I don't think the puzzles that are tied to collecting the ancillary stuff that's in there are smart enough or like interesting enough, I guess I should say, more so. For me to go back and want to actually do those, feel like I need to see them. I played some more Zelda. I did get the motorcycle, so I've just been kind of cruising around that world, enjoying that. It's a nice way to get around, but at the same time, I see why that wasn't a main mechanic in the game, because with as slow as you are... Because
it doesn't make sense? Oh,
well, that too. I mean, they kind of justify it any more than they justify you having a tablet that takes pictures and everyone is confused by.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense either.
Yeah. It's funny that it's kind of addressed, because people are like, oh, can you go sketch this thing for me? And you come back with this like photo, and they're like, oh, wow, this is very impressive. But just the pace at which you go on the motorcycle leads to you maybe bypassing a lot of things that you wouldn't if you were on foot or even on a horse. So it's nice as a way to get from one area to another if I can't teleport it close enough to where I want to be.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be good for me to just get on there and kind of drive around until my shrine finder goes off. I don't think it'll work that way very well.
Yeah, see, that's the game is weird. Not weird in a bad way. It's that it's a game where having a vehicle, either a horse, whatever, is kind of... It's like probably not one of the open world games where I actually rather walk.
Yeah.
Because of the exploration in that game than to drive around. Because then eventually, especially if I open the map up more, I'm just going to teleport to the closest place and then walk around until I get to another shrine or tower, if I didn't find a tower yet. Yeah, it's weird. It's just one of those weird games. Plus, the way you can climb and everything. I mean, there wasn't really climbing in the game. I guess, yeah, that would work. But since you could climb and do all this other stuff in the game that in some open worlds you can't. The vehicles just doesn't make sense in certain situations in that.
I mean, the level of mobility in this game just kind of, it not ruins, but it just makes other games feel weird. Like, I was playing some Mario, and it was just like, oh, I can't, like, not be good at this jump because I don't have my glider to do the nuanced corrections I need to land on this platform properly.
That's weird to me. I can see if you play, like, a game like Skyrim or something. Oh, well, yeah. I don't know, Mario, I just see like a different game.
It absolutely is, but just spending so much time with Zelda, I'm just like, oh shit, I need to actually be good at jumping and landing where I need to land, as opposed to like, oh, I could just kind of jump off this cliff and figure it out afterwards.
I know, I was listening to what the Game Informer podcast, when they talk about their top 10, and somebody said they went to play Skyrim and said, actually, it sounded like one dude, that was like his first time. He said, oh man, this doesn't look all that great. It's like the environment stuff, which I don't know what he was talking about, because I was like, I thought they looked great.
Yeah.
But he was saying how, man, that was kind of taken away from me because you just climb everywhere, and then the glider and everything. I was like, man, I guess because I always played with cheats. I was always walking in the air in Skyrim. And I'll say, oh, I want to get somewhere, and it's not that far, but I don't want to just teleport.
Yeah.
I'll just turn off no clipping, and I just walk up straight in the sky, and just walk over to where I have to go. See, I say, well, I guess I can understand if you play that game just legit. It's a little different. But I don't know, the climbing, I do like it, but like I said, with stamina, it kind of takes it away from me. If Zelda had it where it just was no stamina at the beginning, you just climb anywhere, that would probably really make it like, man, I wish these other games had that. But I want these other games to have that with no stamina.
Absolutely.
I can climb all the time.
Yeah, like an Assassin's Creed kind or something like that.
Yeah. That's all I need. I don't need you to just climb everything. I don't care about that. I don't want to... I mean, if that breaks the game, then definitely don't want to do that. I mean, you got to make your game around that, which Zelda kind of does. And, I mean, in Zelda... I did not like what the guy said about how, like... it's all I see was, like, one rabbit or something. I was like, man, I seen deer and rabbit in that game. So maybe you just weren't looking... And if he was playing on Switch, I don't know. Maybe they couldn't do it. But but in Zelda, I see those animals and I chase them and then they disappear.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? That ain't real.
They're magic. Like, they're my patronuses.
Like if I don't catch this deer fast enough or this rabbit, it is a zoop, or like fox or something. It just disappears. Like what the fuck is happening?
Get me are like the bugs that you can collect, because I'll be chasing after them, but they're so fast, and it doesn't give me time to catch up to them. It just disappears.
Oh, no, it's like you have to, you're supposed to be sneaking or something, but I was like, oh, come on, whatever. That bug ain't that fast. but no, Zelda, it's still good, and now that they said that they're going to probably still utilize using this open worldness to it. I hope that means that they'll have some real dungeons, more of them, because the shrines, they're getting old for me. I'm tired of it. It's like that same environment. It looks the same.
Yeah.
Like after a while, it's like, come on, What are we doing? Like, I want something that looks, at least like the environment look different. Goddamn.
It would have been nice if they had maybe at least themed the shrines to the world, like to the area that they're in. So maybe this is like a snowier one and this one's more lava looking one. But yeah, it's very much sterile looking.
Like, it's fine now. I'm just saying the next game, I actually do want it to be open world, but still like Zelda, but actually I can travel to this forest and there's the temple.
Yeah.
And I can just go in. Now, I can say it got all seamless. I can go, like you do with the shrines. You go to, you know, a screen, loading screen, and then go into the temple. But I just want it to be, I just want something more. Like, if those shrines had those puzzles, and those puzzles made up one, like, maybe four shrines made up, those puzzles made up, like, some of that temple, that would have been great. Like, using, like, a temple environment. And I was like, that's what I want.
Like, I need to do this thing that would be like in a shrine to get a key or something like that.
I just don't want to feel like mini games. That's all. I want it to be, like, part of this. I hope they do that with the next one. Have me at least have that in the next one. I mean, of course, surprise me with something I probably end up hating. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I don't really hate. Like, the things I don't like is the things that some people feel like, oh, it makes it feel more. I mean, like, it makes it more realistic, like with the rain. I don't care about that. I understand. I don't understand that. And some people say, I don't understand the problem. All you do is got to make a fire and just sit there and wait for the next day. And say, but why not just make it, I don't sleep.
All I have to do.
It's like, why not just make it, I mean, why make me go through that? I don't want to feel real. Like, oh yeah, I'm really out here and now I have to just tough out the rain. No.
Hopefully in the next game you have to get meat, so you have to eat. Otherwise, you die of starvation. They have a hunger meter in the next game.
That'll be the master mode. Just do the master mode like that. The survival mode, like, you know, they do with Skyrim and Fallout. All right, so what else you played?
All right, so I also played some more Cuphead. Not quite. I've gotten... I think I've beaten all of the bosses on the second island, or at least the ones that I can access right now. Yeah, but the roller coaster guy is the only one that I have left on there right now. He's giving me trouble. And I know what I need to do, but I'm just not executing.
Do not die. What you need to do is not to die.
Actually, I can't remember if I beat the bird one yet. I've gotten to his last form where it's the big bird laying in the hospital bed, but I always get hit by those pills.
Shit. Did I even fight that bird? I gotta see it again. I just
he starts in like
everything.
A birdhouse, and then he starts throwing his feathers at you, and then he explodes, and his son with a really big head comes out, and that's the part where I usually get killed.
Maybe I didn't do that, but I'm in a third area though.
Yeah.
So that means I had to do it. I just don't remember. I gotta go see that again.
Yeah, I did finally beat that cupcake lady. Wasn't quite as hard as I had initially thought. And that's what I'm finding about this game. Like, once you kind of recognize the patterns, it's not that bad, but it's really recognizing the patterns and then executing. And sometimes I just have trouble executing.
Yeah, Cupcake Lady, I don't think I had that much tough time with her.
The weird thing about her is it's so random because she has the different characters that come out of her castle at the beginning. And it just depends on, like, which one it is and which order they come in. Because I had more trouble with some of them than I had with others. But eventually it was just like, oh, all of them aren't too bad. I can do this. So I'm still playing that. I have played a little bit at this point of Oxenfree. I got that on the Switch because it was on sale over the...
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting it myself because I haven't played it in now over a year. That was one of my game. I think that's one of my game of the years. 2 years ago.
That sounds right.
I can't remember. But yeah, I don't know. I think I might get it because it has different endings. I should just pick it. It's only $5. I just think I just might pick it up.
I'm not too far into it. I just entered the cave and got transported. So. Things are getting weird.
They scared you? They scared me.
I was very scared, yes. Yeah, and I like the conversations that you have, and I like the way the dialogue comes through, because it
feels
kind of natural. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that one girl's a bitch, so fuck her.
Yeah, she does seem that way, does she?
Does she? And then I'm going to turn around by the end. I'm gonna understand.
Oh, I don't.
Just having hard times, though.
I mean, I understood, but I was
like... You chose the wrong ending, then.
I was like, still fuck you. You was a bitch to me. I don't forget.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm a little ways into that. And then I'm also a very little ways into Persona 5. I started that out. But I haven't seen much of it. Haven't gone to my first day of school yet. So just kind of familiarizing myself with the world and getting creeped out by the weird old man that won't put dude's names in his phone and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, you're a guardian.
Yep. I just love the fact that he hates you so much, yet he's nice taking enough to let you in his store.
I was very confused when I played that game. And I was like, God, he's an ass. I said, why is he taking care of me? So I hope I kill, or like kill whatever is inside of him.
Wanna crime thief your mind. Yeah, but that's a good-looking game so far. Yeah, that's what I've been playing this week. What have you been playing, Dominic?
All right, so we did play Fortnite together.
Yes, we did. Yeah, there were a couple things that I figured I'd let you talk about more.
But, so we play Fortnite together because to try the Battle Royale.
Yep.
And we played on Xbox.
And it's so much better than PUBG.
Yeah, even though neither of us ever played it.
So that's Game of the Year instead of PUBG.
But yeah, we had a good time. We played like four matches maybe.
Yeah.
And the only one time we died really early.
Yeah, we were actually doing house. Pretty all right. And by pretty all right, I mean we were surviving. Able to avoid getting killed.
Yeah.
Long enough.
I did actually shoot somebody. I didn't kill him though.
Yeah.
So unfortunate. That was unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the time we died early, we went to a house and somebody was there, and then their buddy was there too. And it's so great because the environments are just destructible. You can just break down walls and everything. And like,
I mean, that was the craziest thing about what, like, once we died and you spectate it through whoever killed you, just seeing the way, like, it was very obvious that these guys had been playing the game for a while, because there's like this very distinct structure of like a funnel with walls in front of it that they use so that they can creep up to the top of it, fire at people, but then get back down behind the wall.
Yeah.
So and the construction aspect of it makes it seem very interesting. And I like the art style, especially when you compare it to, you know, PUBG, which is just kind of so bland and, oh, it's realistic looking, I guess.
And it's free.
And Fortnite is free. And it sounds like, I think one of the podcasts I was listening to, they were talking about updating it to make the shooting better in that game, because it obviously wasn't originally designed to be this type of game necessarily, and since it's catching on so much, that they're gonna work on that, which is nice.
Yeah, the whole build aspect, it really changes it. That's really different from PUBG. Mm-hmm. Like, you could say this, like, you had the building aspect in Fortnite, but in PUBG has vehicles, like, you know, in this one, you don't have any vehicles to ride around in. But also, the maps are supposedly not as big, too, as PUBG's map. So, even though it is pretty big, it is still big.
I guess it's crazy to me still, because those matches felt huge, or those maps felt huge, rather.
But, yeah, having that building aspect has changed the game, too. But, yeah, I see the appeal, like... This was the only way I was going to see the appeal of Battle Royale, because I wasn't going to buy PUBG just to see why people liked it.
Yeah,
like $30 is kind of a hard sell for me.
If you buy a new Xbox, Dominic, it comes free with a disc copy of PUBG.
Yeah, Xbox One X, so $500.
Yep.
Yeah, that is so weird.
$500 free copy of PUBG
for a broken game,
and it's on a disc. It comes on a disc. What are they thinking?
I didn't know they sold the disc of that game.
Yeah, there's a disc of a non-complete PUBG game.
Damn. But yeah, it. Yeah, with that, PUBG on Xbox, it's. I mean, I understand the people so angry about it. Well, at least they're upset that, damn, this game is coming out all broken. Because it's been out for a while on PC, so you think maybe they come on Xbox, it'll be a lot better than what it came out first on the PC. But it seems like almost they're starting over again, and this is just early access. And then you probably have to wait till next year until it's probably like a normal game, like without all these bugs. But man, I'm just saying how some people say this should have been free to play. But people saying that when PUBG was on Steam, you know, maybe they were, but the voices weren't that loud about it.
Nah.
Saying it should have been free to play. This game should have been free to play. Because I was like, why is the game that free? It's like it's the early access.
Because they were too busy playing it and having fun, Dominic.
Yeah.
This is what you should have been doing.
So maybe those people on Xbox are having fun displaying a broken game. I mean, I don't know. Because it sounded like some people say it was broke. The Steam version was broke. I mean, yeah, the PC version was broken too. especially when it first came out.
Yeah.
But I guess it's understandable because that's when it... people are okay with that because that was when it first came out and it started, so I guess it should be better on Xbox. I can understand that. But, whatever. We'll see what happened with this, with PUBG on Xbox. I mean, it's always sold like over 30 million on the PC. So that is freaking crazy. On such a simple mode. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's insane. I mean, I can see the appeal of it. All right, what else I played? I played some, Golf Story.
Nice.
And I'm still at the dinosaur park of the golf course. And
Dino Park Tycoon.
Did some side quests, and I'm supposed to get something from the pro shop, so I think I forgot what it was. Because a couple of mini games was like try to get the ball, stay in a certain position, like keep it on the fairway, then get it to the green, or keeping it just hitting the bunkers and get it to the green. That was it wasn't really hard, but it was different.
Yeah,
and I think the other one was like keeping it in the deep rough and get it to the green, and it was interesting. Yeah, I'm trying to just get through that. So I'm just gonna finish this game off on my Switch. This is the game I'm gonna focus on. We also play Overwatch together, and that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I know they're gonna nerf Mercy again.
Yes, they are.
And I'm curious, like, nerf? How is she OP?
I don't. So what they're doing to nerf her is that they're lowering the time of her ultimate. Right now it's 20 seconds, and they're going to take it down to 15 seconds. And also, when you pop her ultimate, it gives you your resurrection back. So you could have resurrected somebody, popped your ultimate, and then resurrected another person. So they're taking that away, which I didn't even realize. So that's not going to nerf the way I play. But now that I know it, I maybe could have done it. But I didn't realize that.
She just kept and left her alone. Leave her alone. You could have left her alone.
They're also slowing her down. It sounds like they're making her ability to like traverse to like when you press shift, I think, is the move that like pulls you towards the person that you're healing.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be slower and shorter, so you can't do it from as far away.
I guess, I'm guessing in a competitive, that's really a big deal, because that sure didn't seem a big deal to me.
Yeah.
In the games we were playing.
No.
It felt like I need that shift to be a little faster, or I'm just going to just die.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, all this stuff seems like, oh shit, like maybe I don't want to play Mercy as much. and maybe that's the idea, because I guess it was getting to the point where pretty much every team had a Mercy, but I wasn't seeing that. I felt like I was really the only person playing as Mercy as it was.
I mean, she's the easiest healer, though. I think that's what you gotta understand. She's the simplest healer.
Yeah.
And I thought the trade-off was that she dies quickly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, she doesn't have that much as far as defense or offense, so her main role is to be there as a healer.
Yeah, so I thought that was good enough. I don't know. I just feel like maybe they either shouldn't touch her at all from the beginning.
Yeah.
It seems a little weird. though I'm not an Overwatch expert or anything, but I mean, I've seen for comments, I see a lot of people say, like, man, I don't know about this. It's like, it's making me not want to play Mercy no more. But somebody did say something that I was thinking about, Moria, with that, you know, the vampire lady, and some guy said, like, somebody nerf her. Before she just locked on to me, like,
well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, I mean, that seems like the person that I would maybe go to, because she's got the healing and she's got the offense that both lock on to you like that.
All right, I'm trying to think. Somebody did talk about, like, nerfing Junkrat, say, because, yeah,
you were still playing. Yeah, I saw that in some comments, too.
Yep, and I told him to go suck a dick. That's what I said.
Now you're going to win all your Overwatch games.
All right. So, All right. What else have I played? I also played some more Zelda. Okay, so I did... What did I do? I did some shrines... I did side quests that I did in the original, that I did when I had the Switch version. And it's probably the more deeper side quests that I had done so far. It's the one in Kariko Village or whatever, and you, when the orb's been stolen, and you had to go find who stole it. And it was okay. And then I'm also doing a side quest with, I got my own house.
And oh, really?
Yeah, that's in, what's it called?
Definitely the village
with the village with the little girl who was an old lady.
Right.
She, there's a place where they're supposed to be demolishing this house that's on a hill somewhere, across this bridge. And I said I wanted to buy it.
Ooh, you get a cool condemned house.
So, and then you can put some displays up so you can display your weapons and shields and stuff like that. But what sucks is that you gotta keep going to the menu, like me talking to the guy, say, what do you want? I want this. And he said, okay, let's go build it. Then it goes a little, like, goes black, you hear them building something, then they build it, just one. I'm like, do I have to do this for each item I want to build in this house? Yes, you do. And I'm like, fuck you! Why? Why can't I just build it? Just say it's there. Why do you have to go to this little cutscene thing? I said, oh my god, this takes forever. So I took a break from that. I didn't get as many displays as I wanted because I was like, I don't feel like going through this. And there's another side quest that goes because one of the workers went to another place. He's building a village somewhere, and I had to get some stuff for him.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know about this. I kind of fell on this. I was just walking around and say, hey, what's this homes up here, because you do see these nice model homes.
Oh, okay.
But nobody lives in them.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's going on with
break
this?
In and squat here. See that your complaint about the display thing is just like with the fairy fountain. You choose one piece, she goes through this whole long dialogue thing.
Yes, that too.
And then the first fairy fountain, she has to tell you about the freaking bonus for if you wear the entire set every single time.
Hell yeah!
Just tell me once. Understand. That's it.
I don't understand it. It's like, come on. Time is money. You're wasting my time with this.
Time is rupees here, people.
Also, I went to the Korok Village or whatever. Force, and I got the Master Sword. No, apparently, I didn't need that many hearts. I just want to go and try it. It's like I'm just gonna try to see what happens. Because I was thinking, since I got the cheats, I thought since it's going to another scene,
right?
My infinite health wouldn't work. It would just make my hearts go down because I don't have enough hearts. Mm-hmm. But no, apparently my infinite health did work. I was like, oh, look, I'm taking a sword. I got the Master Sword. It's like, you know what? I'll go do the Master Sword challenge. And that, you know what? If I did not have cheats, this would be very, very, very hard.
Yeah.
And it's I would have even tipped to do it if I was just on the Switch version. I would just say, fuck it. I'm just going to keep this Master Sword that's not as strong. But since I got cheats, I got to the first... Well, I got through it pretty good. Through the first trial, set of trials, and the second set of trials. It's three sets, and it's a different amount each time. It goes up more as you go higher. And, I can see this would be very difficult. But the problem is... Then my game would crash. And I had to start from the beginning of whatever I was.
Yeah.
Because when I got to the last trial, I said, oh, crap, okay, let me start. Let's go do it again. And then I crashed. Oh, man. So then I'll just turn my cheats off. What I would do was that I would get in there, and I would get an item.
Uh-huh.
But then I will
change the stats to.
I would change it to fairies. So I like a 100 something fairies. So then I turn it off. So every time I kill, I just come back to life.
Yeah.
And I'll just say, yeah. Oh, and then in the last trial, oh my God, it's so many Bobglins on horses.
Yeah.
And then it's one Lionel. And I'm like, man, it's like a zebra looking motherfucker. See, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, I don't think I beat that. I think I stopped and started doing something else because I couldn't beat those master sword quests.
And I was like, I would never ever be able to do this. Or I would try, and I was like, no, fuck it, it ain't worth it. No.
But the worst part is you fail and then you start over from the beginning.
Yeah. That's the thing.
So you gotta go through all of it again just to get to that one thing that you're gonna die at again.
But as I get it, I got the powerful Master Sword, and they had a nice scene. I'm holding up the full power.
Even does that though, mean it recharges less or is stronger, or what's the deal with
it? Yeah, it does stronger. It is stronger.
Okay.
And I don't know about recharging less. I'm not sure about that. But what sucks to me is that if I beat Ganon, I wouldn't give a damn. It's like I already beat Ganon. And what if I didn't even have the Master Sword? It's like I beat Ganon without the Master Sword.
That's the weird thing. Like, I feel like that shouldn't even be a thing that you can do.
I understand people love the openness. Like, I do. People said, I don't like a checklist of people things telling me to do. I love that I can just do what I want.
Yeah.
I don't. I thought I did. I like the ability to choose when to do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But then I still want a checklist.
Yeah.
I still want something to go by. Because I still want something like a story element to it. Like they say, you can just go straight to Bannon if you want to. And that's fine and good. But because to me, it always feels like, nah, it was worthless. Worthless doing this. It's like, that should be a special moment that I get the Master Sword. I didn't even have to have it. I didn't even have to have you. I don't need none of your stuff. It's like, all I do is got to get a whole bunch, I'll go a bunch of shrines, get a whole bunch of hearts, and find some armor, and I can go face them.
Yeah.
But yeah, but other than that, I mean, that's just me. I like something a little more structure.
Yeah.
I want something like Grand Theft Auto. I do. I want it to have like a main story and I do something crazy. That doesn't take me out of the story. Right. Some people say it takes them out. Like, oh, I ran over these people. It takes me out of the story. No, I don't. It's a video game to me. I don't care.
Remember those people then.
Like, that's not the, I don't know. I can separate the two. That's just me, I could do that, but yeah. I played some more Divinity Original Sin. I am in a whole new area. I totally forgot about this whole other area because I was thinking, like, oh, I'm about to beat this game. This is pretty short. It's like, oh shit, I forgot that there's another area to go to. Instead, I totally forgot about this place. So I probably got a long way to go. I don't know if I have that long way to go. Probably halfway through, but yeah, I'm still enjoying that game. I don't think anything special happened in here. It's one part I got annoying because it's my partner AI controls her. So I was answering these questions. Like, we get them right, we can move on, or we have to fight something if I don't get it right. So I was answering the question, but then she disagreed with me. Like, no, it's this answer. I'm like, what are you doing? That's the wrong answer. Then I play rock, paper, scissors with her to see if we go with her answer or mine, and then she won. She picked the wrong answer. It's like, I should be able to slap her. So you bitch. I told her I knew the right answer, you son of a bitch. Why'd you do this? Piss me off. So we end up killing people when we have to. What else I played? Oh, yes. You did buy Yakuza 0.
Yes.
And I played some of it, and it's pretty good. I don't like that's not English dubbed. If you listen to this podcast, you know that I'm okay with English voice acting because I don't know Japanese,
right?
And I don't want to read. Now, there are certain parts of the game where if you press X, it'll stop it so you can read. Or just look at... So I will look at the... What they look... I like to see without reading. Sometimes I also see what the environment looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm busy reading. So I want to slow it down. But in some parts, you can't. So I'm reading, but I'm trying to look at the same time. It's like, that kind of sucks. But other than that, I mean, it's all right. The story is great. Like, the story about the Yakuza, like, that storyline is good. And I think I like... That's what I liked about the original. That's what kept me going, because it wasn't a gameplay. In the first one, I didn't even like the fighting.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I like it a little bit more. It's all right. Like, I can get through it. I put it on easy because I always want to get through this game. I don't want no challenge in this game. That challenge to effect where I keep losing, because I have died. It's challenging enough. I feel like it's challenging enough. But I do like the kookiness of the game, man. Like, I was just walking around the city. I went to the karaoke and did. Like some karaoke singing. And then I went to like the Sega arcade and play like a Sega game. But it takes place in 1985, so it was only like super old games. Well, there was only one old game in there. I forgot what it was called. And then I one time went to like a club and did some disco dancing. I was like, yeah, I guess Japan was late because disco's been dead for like going on. What was it? I think it's 1986, 6 years then. 6 years now. So what were they doing? but the type of mini game they played, I was like, you just follow the buttons, but it's like you got to move. It's like on a board. You have to move your cursor to where the button is and time it right. It's something different I never done before. So I was messing up a lot in the beginning, but then I got it right near the end. But it's just so funny. It's just so weird how this super serious dude who rarely smiles just disco dancing and doing everything. Oh man, looking like Saturday Night Fever and shit. But yeah, and then I did this little side story with this band. Like, this looked like this punk rock band, and like guy got like hairstyle like Elvis and shit. but thing is, they need some help because they're supposed to be real tough, but they're not really tough. And so I had to give the personas to like, hey, you, like, what you do on your weekend, on your days off, and like, you're the silent guy, you don't say anything. I passed because two of the guys, I got the personas right. They did right that people liked. Like, the main guy, I said, speak English. I said, that's cool now. Like, you know what, the people could think you speak two languages. Like, he can speak some English.
Oh, okay.
He said, yeah, but I can't say, don't say too much, just say the basic stuff. They'll just think you know how to speak English. And then I told one guy, I said, say what you do on your off days. Say you just hang out with your friends, with your mates. Like, you shooting the shit. And then the other guy said, he said, I'm supposed to be like, what do you do? He said, I'm usually silent, the silent type, but they're going to want me to talk this time, so I don't know what to do. I said, stay silent. I said, that's my choice. These other choices you can pick, too, but I said, stay silent.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say anything. It worked out for the first and third choice, but the guy who said he's hanging on the mates, people ask him what he does, and then that's what he said, we go out to eat pancakes. That's all, oh, motherfucker.
he said pancakes.
But I guess if he got two out of three right, I mean, I don't know, maybe I would have got more money if I got all three of them right.
Yeah.
You would have got more, but yeah, it worked out, and they was like, say, oh yeah, you helped us out big time. Yeah, that was crazy. So far I do want to play some more. I am enjoying it. And since you got this game, I was thinking about what games come out this month. The Dragon Ball Z, right?
Yeah.
What platform do you want it on? Because on
I don't PC, know. That's a good question.
And Xbox and PS4.
Probably end up PC, I guess.
But that's what the cheats are.
A game that's not, you know.
That's what the cheats are. If I got luck, all the heroes I have to worry about.
Exactly.
Very about exactly. Playing.
I don't think I'm gonna be playing it online too much. Where I'm gonna, well, is there? I mean, I guess there's probably online multiplayer, right? Like, if we wanted to play together, it would probably be better to get it on a console. But
yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's the only reason I was thinking, because we got to share on the consoles. While Steam, you can't play at the same time.
Yeah, I have to think about that.
And I think that's it. I feel like I did something else in Zelda. Oh, I did do one of the shrines, like the vortex one, where you have to take the ball and hold it, and it's like this, not really an island, like a peninsula, but it goes into like a swirl. And there's all these enemies around.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, I did that one.
Yeah, yeah, I just ran, because I put on super fast, just ran past. So it's like, I was like, I'm not, well, I was like, this is far. So I'm just going to run around here. Yeah, I think there any of the other shrines I did. I didn't do any other divine beasts. And that's the problem. See, I'm now at the point where, what do I want to do now? Do I want to do some side quests, or do I want to just go to Divine Beast now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I did go south finally, because I didn't do that on the Witcher Switch version.
Oh, okay.
Where they're like a jungle-like, and there was like a lot of lightning and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I was curious. And then there's that dragon flying around, just striking me with like the shock arrow. Well, not arrows, but you know, just electricity and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Which I just want to know what, like, is he supposed to be like the dragon I fought up in the mountain? And I don't understand them. Like, are you good guys or bad? What the fuck are you? Because I can't do anything to you. I thought that would be like in the DLC or something. Like, oh, you have to fight the dragons, but. I mean, technically I did, but actually I helped it. I helped that dragon, because it had the,
yeah, the black sludge all over
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it still hurts you. So I'm like, man, fuck you. I was like, I just helped you. Yeah, this should be the option to kill his ass. Like, then I fuck this dragon. Alright, so I guess we'll take a break now. When we get back, we'll get to the gaming news.
Alright.
And we're back. Let's get into the gaming news. All right. We're going to start it out with the Switch. It's right now the fastest selling console in U.S. history.
Making America proud.
Yeah. We're buying up this Japanese stuff. I don't like this. We need to keep it in America. Xbox should be number one. Or the Atari.
All right, Dominic. When Donald Trump's Atari not saving
console. When a new Atari console comes out, that needs to be number one.
No. Oh, yeah. The Atari box is going to be number one.
But no, yeah. This is great. That also means that they done well with production. So, they're keeping...
it's about time.
I think, yeah. Do I mean... it's still... It's kind of hard when something's really new and great to always keep in demand. But I think they kept it more in demand than, you know, the Wii.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so... That's what I was wondering. It's like, if we had a production like the Switch, will Switch have defeated it?
Right.
Probably wouldn't have. Because yeah. We was 250. Yeah, that was cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
No, it wouldn't have. but yeah, so that was good. That's great. They got to do that. That's why they had to stop the Nintendo Classic.
Yep.
The original Nintendo Classic, too.
I mean, have we gotten official word that they've stopped making those at this point since it's 2018 and they were supposed to stop?
Oh, well, I was talking about Nintendo Classic.
The Nintendo. NES Classic, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that. I have no idea what's going on with that console. Yeah. But, and also, when was the Nintendo Classic supposed to come back? In the summer?
Sometime, yeah. Something like that. Sometime this year.
Yeah. That's good. And hopefully they'll keep this train going with some good quality games.
Yep.
All right. And in other news, I got some bad news for you, Dan. I know how a big Monster Hunter World fan you are.
Yes, I loved it. And it's amazing.
But can't unfortunately,
wait for the next beta.
You're going to have to wait for the PC version.
What? Oh. Well, that's fine, because I'll buy the PS3 and the Xbox version. And then when that comes out, I'll buy that too.
You're saying PS3 too, like me, man.
PS4 version.
Yeah, because that
that's because it looks like a PS3 game. It looks like garbage.
It won't be coming out till autumn. As they have announced, there was a video of him saying that.
Apologizing. profusely crying.
Yeah, I was a little upset because, like I said, I want to know. Well, I guess I can find out if there's going to be an offline mode. Then I can know, like, oh, I get the PC version. I can just cheat. Then I can just. But now that version won't be coming until later, so that's a little disappointing. But as you know, some of these games are so hard to optimize for the PC.
Mm.
Ask Square Enix. They're still bringing it out, and it's still like broken.
Too soon.
But they're still on pace for 26 of this month for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
Good for the people that want that game.
Yeah, like us.
Yeah, we'll play that final beta too.
What else is there? I've gotten my Windows messed up here. Oh, here we go. Fire Pro Wrestling is coming to the PS4.
Yeah, we mentioned that earlier. It's going to have the NJPW guys in there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's, was Fire Pro Wrestling World? Was that what was the original one called? Just Fire Pro Wrestling?
World, the one on the PC. World 2? Okay. Yeah.
All right. So yeah, I heard some good things about that game. So that's great. That's coming to consoles. Well, console. I'm on the Xbox version now.
Yeah. You won't get one.
Console love.
Japan's strong.
Oh, shit.
Where's the Switch
version? It's going to come on a Switch. Exactly. It's going to come on a Switch. What's going on?
It feels like you could definitely do it on a Switch.
I think I'll be more inclined to get it. And is that it for me?
I believe so.
Yep. Oh, so what news you got?
All right, so this week there is a rumor that the Mario vs. Rabbids DLC that is coming this summer in June will be single-player DLC, story stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I think it was on the European eShop or something that a season pass showed up there with the description of having some single-player content, so... That'd be cool.
Why can't stuff leak in America? Every time I hear a leak, it's like some foreign shop.
Because Dominic, loose lips sink ships. America ain't about that shit. The only place that leaks here is the White House. In some kind of bad news, I guess, Microsoft has discontinued the Kinect adapter, and the prices for that thing have jumped to like $400.
Oh man, do I have it?
No. You do not have it. I mean, what sucks is because when I saw that news, I was like, oh man, if I ever want to get like one of the fancier Xboxes, I should probably get that now, but it's too late. So
yeah,
if I ever get an Xbox One X, like that, I want the Kinect so I can talk to it.
Yeah, it's so easy, man. God fucking damn it.
That's all I wanted for is Xbox Pause.
I didn't even think about that.
Until you get some Alexa apps or something to connect to my Xbox.
The 360 adapter won't work with this thing.
I don't think so. Nah, because it's a different plug. It's like an L-shaped plug, I think, on this one. The old one was just like a weird other shape.
Like a USB kind of plug, I think it was, Sony 360.
But that sucks. If there are people out there like us that just upgraded their console either to the S or the X and want to connect their Kinect so they can yell about watching Roseanne or something, that they can't do that. So I think they need to add like Alexa or Google Home support at this point.
I know. Stop the Cortana shit.
Yeah, nobody's using that. I mean, shit, I don't even use the Cortana part of the Xbox because that shit makes it even slower.
Yeah. I mean, if they had done it right, if Cortana was just as good as Google Voice and Alexa, mm-hmm. I would be fine with it. Which that's what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, they got Cortana.
And that's what they'll tell you it is, Dominic.
But that thing, man, I remember I used that for like a month. That shit was horrible.
It was just so slow. Like, just for me to say Xbox Pause, it had to like bounce up to the server and bounce back.
Yeah, they just partner with somebody. Says, hey, yeah, you can connect your Google
exactly
voice or Alexa to the Xbox.
Yeah, I'll let you do something. Damn. At least like a Cortana app on my phone or something. Something, anything. All right. And some other news. HTC is sending out an invitation for a presser during CES on the 8th, which is Monday. That it has a picture of, I think it's like the Vive headset, and it says New Year's resolution, but like the New Year's is blurry and the resolution is higher.
All right, see, I wish you didn't fucking, I should have read your fucking notes, because this is one of my predictions for this year.
Well, it's too bad. Too bad. Your prediction has already come true then, Dominic. So, good job. I think you should be proud. Yeah, so it sounds like the Vive is going to get a higher resolution version this possibly this year. As you were already going to speculate. But we'll find out very soon. You know, as of recording this, we are on Saturday the 6th, so we got 2 days before we find out what's going on. All right, and the last news I got here, Injustice 2, Enchantress, will be showing up on the 9th, so Tuesday. She will be in the game. I watched the trailer for that, and she looks like Quan Chi as far as moveset goes.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm always impressed with how those characters look in the trailers, and then I get the game and realize that I can't do any of those cool combos that they do.
Yeah.
And I'm very sad.
Exactly.
I'm like, man, look at that. That awesome move into that awesome move. That shit's awesome. And then it just goes like punch, punch, kick, back kick, maybe a fireball.
Yeah. You're busy pausing the screen to see what this move do.
what was that move again? Okay. Up, up, down, left, right, BA start. Okay. Yeah, but that's really all I've got for news, Dominic. It's, you know, another slow week.
Yeah. All right, so GDC has put out its nominees for Game of... Like, they're nominees for their, like, game awards that they have every year. Because that's coming up soon.
They're not as good as ours.
And this is ridiculous. I opened the goddamn... Oh, there it is. Yeah. yeah, it's happening on March 21st in San Francisco.
Oh.
And, yeah, here they are. As you know, Breath of the Wild, I mean, as you should know, Breath of the Wild, of course, got the most nominations.
Yeah.
And
Game of the Year.
There are some nominations for the other PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds also, which, yeah. I mean, I guess it officially is out.
Mm-hmm.
But here it is. Here's a category. Best Audio. The nominee is Cuphead, Nier Automata, Hellblade, The Legend of Zelda, Horizon Zero Dawn. Then it has honorable mentions. There's a lot of honorable mentions.
Means you already lost.
I mean, God darn. That's like you just have the nominees. Just do the nominees.
Do they also have a best sound music category? Is that what they mean by sound? Like technical sound stuff?
That's a good... I'm looking for music and I don't see it. So
okay, so maybe that's wrapped together.
Or it's yeah, it's probably wrapped together because I was going to say, I was like, Zelda, what the fuck? No,
some good lightning strike sounds.
Even Horizon Zero Dawn for music, I didn't even like the music in the game, to be honest. I mean, it wasn't bad. It just wasn't, yeah. It wasn't noticeable. It didn't get ring. But I guess sound, if you're going by all audio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Environmental sound effects, voice acting. You know,
I believe that should be separated. I think music, you know, and sound, it's just too different to me. That,
yeah.
Because Cuphead, I love the music. I mean, I guess you can, on technical level, you look at the sound too, but that doesn't come out at me.
Yeah.
Is it, the music really does, though. Definitely. Best debut. Team Cherry for Hollow Knight. Are you interested in that game?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to play it.
Sidebar Games for Golf Story.
Nice.
Studio MDHR for Cuphead.
Yeah.
Infinite Fall for Night in the Woods.
Ooh.
and Jason Roberts slash Buried Signal for Gorgor.
Gorgo, yeah, Gorgo. That's that puzzle game I was talking
about.
Yeah,
that's right. I did look it up. People can say, try it, but I heard it was super short, so now I'm just like, I'm going to wait for a sale.
I'm also, it's on, at least it's on iPhones. I don't know if it's on Android, but it's like $2.99 or something on Android or on iPhones.
Is that cheap on Android?
It might be like $5, but it's not like $20 like it is on the Switch, which is ridiculous. I understand that you can't charge like a ton of money for those games on the iPhone, but then you shouldn't be able to charge that much on the Switch. I'm sorry. You're giving me the same gameplay experience.
You know, I don't know what Nintendo's like, how they do it, like for games to come over, like how much they have to pay or whatever. But then at that point, I think Nintendo should change.
Yeah, then, I mean, we've already talked about that.
Like, yeah, they need to
with all
change
their games.
That because you're basically a mobile device too. I mean, you're not now. All right,
you gotta compete.
So, like, don't do that. Don't force these people to put up these ridiculous charges for games. All right, so best design: Super Mario Odyssey, Horizon Zero Dawn, PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds, The Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild, Nier Automata, and then they have honorable mentions. Well, you know, I didn't say honorable mentions for the first one. Well, you know, for the best audio, I don't say honorable mentions. I said it for the first two. Honorable mentions was for best audio: Super Mario Odyssey, Star Wars Battlefront 2, Resident Evil 7, Destiny 2, Persona 5, Night in the Woods. Man, I'm trying to, I guess that's okay. I mean, I don't know.
Night in the Woods got screwed.
I was thinking more like Star Wars Battlefront got screwed.
Yeah. Those are some good pew.
Yeah. Honorable mentions for the best debut was Game Grumps for Dream Daddy.
Okay.
Terrible Toy Box for Thimbleweed Park. Oh, fuck! I forgot about that game for a minute. Damn, I kind of wish they were nominated.
Yeah.
Team Salvato for Doki Doki Literature Club. Lizard Cube for Wonder Boy, The Dragon's Trap.
Mm-hmm.
And for honorable mentions for best design, it was Cuphead. Oh, Cuphead should have been in nominee, man.
Weird. I mean, I guess it depends. What are they considering design here?
I get, well, I put it like this. I don't care. PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds is better than PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds. So I think that should be up there.
Noted. God damn it.
Gore. What Remains of Edith Finch. Divinity Original Sin. All these games I'm naming should be above PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds. Getting Over It with Bennett Foddy.
Yeah.
I don't know that game.
It's a game that I've seen, like, going around YouTube a lot. You're a guy in a cauldron with a hammer, and you control the hammer with the mouse, and it's just kind of like a physics puzzle-y type thing. You're trying to climb over stuff and get around stuff, but it seems like it's really hard, but it's one of those games that's kind of designed for streamers where it's like, oh man, I'm fucking up, oh my goodness, and then you get to the top and then you fall right back down and you flip your shit and you go viral or whatever, however the internet works nowadays.
Oh yeah, and Prey also got my best design. Yeah, all these games are better than PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds. Yes, I am biased against that game. Yes. Best mobile game: Reigns, Her Majesty, Hidden Folks, Monument Valley 2, Gorogoa, Bury Me, My Love. The honorable mentions: Animal Crossing, Pocket Camp, Fire Emblem, Old Man's Journey, Flip Flop Solitaire, and Nog.
Nog.
Yeah, none of the Nintendo games got nominated.
Yeah.
They don't deserve to. I don't know why you being only mentioned.
Fire Emblem Warriors.
It's like, I don't know, I didn't play neither one.
Or Heroes. Well,
Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, I just heard, like, you can... A lot of people say, oh, they like it for, like, the first so many minutes, then it's like, oh, I'm done. Innovation Award. Gorogoa. The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
What Remains of Edith Finch.
Nope.
Everything.
Nope.
The Double Fine game. Which I totally forgot about that game, too.
everything was a Double Fine game?
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't know they were Double Fine, but I forgot about that game.
I mean, I think that's probably just them publishing it, because they published a whole bunch of stuff. But that game is probably weird.
PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds. Boo! And honorable mentions, Hellblade. That should have been above that. Cuphead, Nier, Horizon Zero Dawn, Super Mario Odyssey, Tacoma, and what's it called? Pyre or something? What's the game called?
Pyre. Yeah.
I keep forgetting about the Pyre. I wish that was a Switch game.
One of these days, hopefully.
Best Narrative, Night in the Woods, Hellblade, What Remains of Edith Finch, Horizon Zero Dawn, Wolfenstein 2, Honorable Mentions, Nier Automata, Tacoma, Persona 5, The Legend of Zelda Breath. That is such bullshit.
Nope.
That story's amazing. What fucking narrative is there?
You're that a boy be a who has been asleep for 100 years, and you have to go to a castle and defeat your nemesis, and you're also in love with a fish girl that's dead.
But it shouldn't even be an honorable mention. Come on. It didn't have to be. That's fucking bull. Uncharted The Lost Legacy. And Divinity Original Sin 2.
Yeah.
Best Technology. Oh, did I say Persona 5 for that? I think Persona 5 was also honorable mention. For Best Technology, you got Destiny 2, Hellblade, Assassin's Creed Origins, Horizon Zero Dawn, The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, honorable mentions, Star Wars Battlefront 2, Wolfenstein 2, Uncharted, The Lost Legacy, Nier, Automata, and Resident Evil 7. Best Visual Art, Persona 5, Cuphead, Horizon Zero Dawn, The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, Night in the Woods. Honorable mentions, GoroGoa, Star Wars Battlefront 2, Assassin's Creed Origins, Hellblade, Super Mario Odyssey. Super Mario Odyssey should be over in Zelda.
Cuphead should win that.
Yeah, but nah, Zelda has that original style. I can see that.
Oh yeah, Zelda's beautiful, but yeah. I mean, I guess if you're judging it strictly on visual style, then maybe, but if you're including technical as well, then fuck that game, because it doesn't run the way it should.
Well, Best Analogy got nominated.
For Zelda?
Yeah.
I mean, for some of the other systems, maybe, but not for that frame rate. Frame rate is not good enough. I feel like it's doable on the Switch without compromise, but because it started out as a Wii U game, it just didn't get the attention that it needed to be the game that it needs to be on there. To run the way it needs to run, essentially.
Best VR/AR game. Super Hot VR, Star Trek The Bridge Crew, Lone Echo, Resident Evil 7, The Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim VR. Honorable mentions, Farpoint, Rick and Morty, Luna, Robo Recall, Nog, Doom, VFR. So what do you think should win that?
I don't know. I hear really good things about Lone Echo as far as like a full experience. And then I don't know if they count it towards it too, but it also has a multiplayer portion called Echo Arena, which is supposed to be very good as well.
And the nominees for Game of the Year is PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds, Nier Automata, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, Horizon Zero Dawn, Super Mario Odyssey. Honorable mentions, Cuphead, What Remains of Edith Finch, Persona 5, Hellblade, GoroGoa, Divinity Original Sin 2, and Night in the Woods.
So PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Yeah, I think Zelda's going to win best... It shouldn't win best audio. I don't think it is. I think Hellblade might win that. Best design, Zelda's gonna win. Best mobile, Zelda's gonna win. It's like, they should have put Zelda for mobile. They should have put that for it because it's on the Switch. Innovation. I don't know. Maybe between PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds and Zelda, I think. I don't know how. But they look at PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds saying, hey, all these Battleground games coming out.
Yeah.
I forgot to announce. Well, I do that after I finish.
You're creating a Battlegrounds game?
Yes. Best technology. I don't know if Zelda's gonna win that. It might win that one. It might win that one too. I mean, it's gonna be that or what? Horizon Zero Dawn, Assassin's Creed, Hellblade. I don't know. Visual art. Cuphead's gonna win that one.
Hopefully.
Or it should win.
It should, yeah.
I don't know about VR, but you always said it. And Game of the Year is going to be Zelda. Best audio, I don't know. I would say Hellblade just because of the way that game is.
Yeah.
The way that audio works in that.
The way people talk about it, it sounds.
Best debut, probably go to Cuphead.
Yeah. I mean, I would say all of them are pretty strong contenders, though. But Cuphead is just kind of like the fan favorite right now, so thinking maybe it wins quite a bit of stuff that it's not up against Zelda in.
Alright. I guess that's it. Oh yeah, the news. Paladins, a game I totally forgot about. I think I heard once and just went out of my mind. Supposed to be something like Overwatch or something like that.
Okay.
Apparently they're having a Battle Royale mode with their game.
Yeah!
Is that even game even released yet?
I no idea. I feel like I've also maybe heard of this game one time.
Yeah. So, it's a high-res game. And the thing is, they chose for the Battle Royale name, Battlegrounds.
Nice. And fuck some that people are like, ass. That's
and, and some people feel like, oh, you're taking their name. Can they legally sue for that name? I don't know. I mean, Battlegrounds is a simple name, but I guess it could be like, hey, PUBG, people just know it as Battlegrounds. Maybe they could say, hey, they're taking our name.
I mean, you can say Battleground now? Okay, whatever.
They're saying the people will get confused on that and think that we have something to do with this. Oh, they do have an article. High Res explains why Battleground's name was chosen.
The Battleground.
Yesterday, blah, blah, blah. Come on, that's just a quote. Said, we actually had a lot of conversations.
Then we said, fuck them in their ass.
Do we call it Battle Royale or do we call it Battlegrounds? Do we call it something else? We thought if we call it something completely out of the blue, people might not know what it was.
And we want them to know that we stole the concept from Battlegrounds.
Survival, which was previously had as a mode, people might think it was a previous version.
Yeah.
But Battlegrounds, we actually settled on Battlegrounds because, I don't know if you got the same feeling when you played. But when we got to actually playing the mode, you're in your four-person team with your classes. It felt like an MMO raid party. Then you're getting on these horses and you're galloping through a big fantasy landscape, right? For us, it was more incognitive of the old MMO Battlegrounds. And so to us, choosing the name versus Battle Royale was more of a homage to those big MMO Battleground type settings. Okay, I guess we go over that reason.
Sure. I mean, if you think about it, like anybody that names it Battle Royale is stealing it from the movie, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to call my game Paladin's Hunger Games.
I'm sorry, yeah, that strength or something. But yeah. I have no problem with this. Me personally. Well, I can understand why PUBG would, but I'm glad they didn't put like a press release like they did with Fortnite, because they would just look best like, hey, if you don't like this, them taking our name.
Yeah.
I guess they learned a lesson from that.
Plus
you'll maybe they also learn, like, hey, don't do that because you'll give free advertisement to the game. Because, like I said, I heard this name once before. Never thought about it.
Yeah.
Never thought about this game. And this is the only reason I kind of know it now. It's because of them putting the Battlegrounds in the game.
Mm-hmm.
or Battle Royale. All right. So, we're going to, as we did last year, we're going to do a look forward to, well, look behind, too, of what we predicted of 2017 that would happen.
How much we got wrong?
Yeah, I only have one thing right that I said. And I was just talking out my ass. I was just, like, gleaming. Like, it just went, I was just talking really nonchalantly about it.
Yep.
But I know you got something right.
Yes.
I got, now you can go with...
I got sort of two things right.
Okay. You can go with your list first. Well, let's start with, did you have, like, because I went, here's what I did. I went through what games I was looking forward to in 2017 and how they turned out. Well, I started off.
I wrote them down, but I didn't talk about that many games, and most of them went poorly for me, or I didn't play
them. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Like, for me, 2017, the game I was really looking forward to was Mass Effect. Andromeda. Mm-hmm. And you know how that went.
Yes. It's funny though, because we were talking about it, this was the beginning of last year. It was the first episode of last year. And it was like, oh, that thing comes out in a few months and we haven't really heard people talking about it too much.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, man, what's going on with
it's
that?
Like, why do you keep it so quiet? Now we know why.
Oh, yep. Man, that should have been a warning sign. Now I know it's warning signs. If a game is not talked about if it's that close to launch, something's wrong. I don't know a time where something's gone right.
Yeah.
Unless they just surprise you like how Bethesda does, like, oh, this game come out this year.
Yeah.
Something like that. That's the only way.
Doom, I would say, would be the closest to that.
Yeah. But I was looking forward to Horizon Zero Dawn, and I didn't play it till close to the end of the last year.
Yeah, and that was one on my list, too, and I just didn't get into it
at the time either.
Yeah.
You know, so I was saying, like, hey, that'll be a game I get on my PS4. And Red Dead, I thought, was coming out last year, and it didn't. And hopefully it comes out this year.
Yeah.
Sea of Thieves, I said I was looking forward to. Now I don't care. I care, but not as much.
Yeah.
I hope it surprises me. That's basically what the hope that I'm at now with that game.
Mm-hmm.
And Mario Odyssey.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to that. And it turned out to be pretty good. One of the best games last year. I was also looking forward to Gwent, which I only played twice. I was looking forward to Prey, which I did play some, but I got a little too scared for me. But it seemed all right so far what I played. And I was looking forward to For Honor, which I played the demo and, well, the beta, well, which is our demos now. And it was not the game I thought it was.
Yeah, I mean, in that episode, we were like, oh, that's kind of Destiny Warrior, Dynasty Warrior style.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Nope.
It's not Dynasty Warrior. It is very, it's a very complicated game. I don't fully understand it. I didn't play enough of the beta to really understand it, but I just knew that, dang, it's not for me. But I'm glad people did like it at the time. I hope the game did well enough.
Yeah.
Because I do like that guy with the cane. He's a cool dude.
It always comes back to that guy.
Yeah. And I think that was it. That was it. It's for games I was looking forward to. Yeah. Oh, but I did say. Oh, that's part of my predictions. And that's part of my predictions. My predictions for last year. Well, I might as well go ahead.
Yep.
My predictions for last year, I said, I was joking about it. I said Shadow of War.
Yep.
2.
I heard that, and I was I got that one.
And because I was also looking up to see, did I hear that in 2016 for a news article? There was just a rumor, but nobody really knew about it. You didn't get an official announcement until, like, a month later or 2 months later. So probably think it was like a month from that time. But, yeah, Shadow War 2. And I said it will come out this year. But... And if anything, I would probably really, if I was seriously thinking, I would think it would be announced and come out 2018.
Right.
But yeah, it did come out this year. And it was pretty average for me. What other, predictions I said? Well, you can go ahead. You go ahead and say something, because talking a lot now.
All right. So outside of Horizon, which you mentioned earlier, and I said, you know, I haven't even really played that much of it for one of the games I was looking most forward to. One of the other games was Yooka-Laylee, which that didn't turn out all that great.
Oh, yeah.
Another one was Mass Effect, which I played that, you know, the trial period from EA Origin, and I thought it was all right, but not enough for me to actually play the rest of that.
Especially hearing how people didn't, how not great it was, you probably, yeah, you just mm-hmm. probably turned you off on
exactly.
it.
And Mario, I was excited about that, but I wasn't sure if I would have a Switch by then, and turns out I did, and turns out I enjoyed it. So that one's pretty much the only one out of the list that really worked out well for me. But at the same time, in my predictions, I predicted that Mario wouldn't make it out last year. So I'm glad I was yeah. wrong there. I did say that I expected the Scorpio to be expensive, around $500 or more, and turned out to be $500. And I predicted, and now this was probably, like I told you in the text message, I will probably say this every year and stand by it every year. There will be a new Metroid game, and this time I was actually right, and there were actually two of them announced.
Yeah.
And
two announced and one actually came out.
Yeah, one of them came out, and one might even come out this year, according to some rumors that people are saying have no basis in reality whatsoever. So, we'll see.
All right, for my predictions, I had quite a few. Oh, damn. Wait a minute. I think that's it. Yeah, that was it for me. I'm looking at 2018.
Looking at 2018. For predictions?
I don't remember any. What other predictions have
you
I
had
said?
A couple more. You had Ubisoft would be majority owned by Vivendi.
Oh, shit. I totally forgot.
Which yeah, I haven't looked up the actual percentage of that, but I don't think it's quite there yet. But they're inching their way there.
Oh, but I had a baseball game, right?
Yes, and you had yeah. EA would announce a baseball game at E3.
I'm going to say that again this year.
That's going to be your Metroid.
Yeah.
I mean, one of these years has got to happen, right? Because, I mean, they just don't have a multi-platform competitor. The only person they're competing against is MLB The Show, and it's limited yeah. to the PlayStation. So if you put something out on the Xbox, somebody's going to buy that game.
EA needs to fucking put a sports game on, besides FIFA, on the PC. I don't know what the fuck is the problem here. They need to stop that shit.
Square Enix will tell you what the problem is, Dominic.
They're Japanese, and they're weird about computers.
They're weird about computers. All right.
So here's what the games are looking for in 2018. How many games you have? I put I do have a top 10.
I do not have a top 10. I have a loose list of about 9.
Oh, then you can get one more fucking game.
I most of these aren't even really. They're more I'm interested in seeing what they become than I'm excited about them.
All right, I'm gonna start from the bottom going up. And if I got a game you said, then you'll just say something.
Yep.
Number 10, I got God of War.
All right. Yes, I've got that as well.
Okay. So
I'm more interested to see how the changes to that game turn out.
Now, they're on the cover of Game Informer, and I listened to their podcast talk about the game somewhat.
Oh, okay.
It just sounds like a new game. And some people said, look, people have to understand that, you know, the series goes on, it has to make changes. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
I also understand that. Why can't you just make a new game? Why does it have to be God of War? Why can't people let things die?
Because the God of War name sells, Dominic.
I'm tired of that. It's like, not just like die, but just let it. Hey, it ended. There you go. We move on. But, I mean, I have a feeling this game is going to be fun. I think it's going to be a pretty good game.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, how does this connect with the other ones? Or does it at all? Mm-hmm. I don't know. If it doesn't, I'm not going to really be upset. I'm just going to be, yeah, y'all could have just made another game.
Yeah.
You could have just made it like a whole new. It doesn't have to be God of War. It doesn't have to be Kratos. It could be something else.
It's interesting because the quote I saw about games coming after this one, it sounded like they were talking about, like, Egyptian gods and, like, I think, like, Mexican gods, like, South American gods.
I did hear about Egyptian.
Okay.
They, when I was listening to Game Informer podcast, they did mention that they were deciding whether to go the Egyptian route or the Norse route or whatever. Okay. And yeah. I mean, that sounds cool.
Yeah. The Egyptian gods are really neat.
Yeah.
But so are the Norse ones, so go for all of them.
I mean, all the gods. All the gods, except for the Catholic ones. I mean,
all boring Christian god.
Yeah, come on, those stories, compared to those other stories, are pretty boring.
Absolutely.
It's pretty boring. Water to wine, like, who cares?
Alcoholics.
Like going like Job in a damn well. Like, oh, come on.
Okay, that one's pretty good. It's like Pinocchio.
And the best story is probably the Goliath. There's David and Goliath. Mm-hmm. He's actually some fighting.
Yeah.
But it's... All right. So, my number 9 is Darksiders 3.
Oh, I got that on there, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this game. Now, I'm reminding myself I need to beat Darksiders 2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to, but I'm curious
about that. Reminds me that I need to play Darksiders 2 and finish Darksiders 1.
Yeah. And, yeah, I'm curious about this game. It looks really interesting. I really want to... true action game, like God of War, like God of War originally was, because I haven't played a game like that in a long time now.
Yeah.
My number 7 is Wolf Among Us 2.
Oh shit! I completely forgot about that game.
And if it does come out this, they say it's supposed to come out this year.
Yeah.
Along with The Walking Dead final season, but we'll see how that goes. I'm definitely looking forward to it. That was one of my top Telltale games. It's probably like my number 3 behind Walking Dead and Tales of the Borderlands.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope it's done well, too. I mean, story-wise, at least. I mean, I don't know how visually it'll look by then. I mean, I don't really have a new engine by then, because they've probably already been making a game, so... Yeah. I hope it's run really well. Anyway, my number 6 is Dragon Ball Z Fighter Z.
I got that too.
Dragon Ball Fighter Z. However they do it.
Dragon Balls.
Because that game, it looks fun. I mean, it looks visually looks great, and the guys behind it, they seem to have done well. What the game they did? Was it
Guilty
Blaze Blue?
Gear?
No, Guilty Blaze Gear. Blue, Guilty Gear. Okay.
I think it was Guilty Gear. I can't remember. They're one of those people.
But one of those
Arc Systems.
Anime. Yeah. They're one of those anime looking games.
I think it was Guilty Gear.
So, I've been hearing great things about it. People have tried it. And I'm not a huge Dragon Ball Z fan, but I mean, I do like the visual art of it.
Yeah.
So, and that's all I care about, like, story wise. I don't care. It's a fighting game. It definitely fits with Dragon Ball Z universe. I definitely really interested in playing that game, as far as fighters. Number 5, I have the Jurassic World Park Simulator. What's it called? Evolution or something?
Yeah, Jurassic World Evolution, I think.
Yeah. I haven't played a park simulator in a long time. I did want to play the what's it called? Roller coaster. What's this shit called?
I can't remember. Is that World Roller Coaster World?
No. Tycoon, oh my god. World. The not tycoon one.
Coaster craziness.
Shit.
Planet Coaster.
Planet Coaster, yes. I did want to play Planet Coaster. Well, I did try it. It's very complicated. Yeah. Like, the tutorial is... It is very... It's, like, barely not there. And I just don't have the time to put into, like, learning on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have that time anymore. I'm not a kid where I could just spend a whole freaking afternoon just focusing on this. I need you to teach me what the hell I can do. So hopefully with this being On all consoles too. They definitely gonna have to have a tutorial with this game.
Yeah.
So I can get into this, and this is what I wanted. I mean, there was a Jurassic Park simulator, years ago, and people. I mean, I don't know how it was received, but I know some people liked it. I never got it. So I do want this, and yeah, I'm really interested in getting to this game and playing around and getting people eating. And I don't know when it's coming out, but they say it come out this year, so yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, I would imagine around the movie sometime. That would probably be good marketing if they have it ready by then.
Yeah, well, just don't force it out. That's all I want. All right, so number four, I got Vampyr, the game made by Dotnod, the guys who did, the game I can't even think of the name of now.
Remember Me and Life
is Strange, yeah. So this game, because it has those RPG elements, I mean, I talked about it before, it has the RPG elements where it's an action game, but you also can have choices of what to do and all that. It's almost like an RPG slash action. And it looks good. I mean, the it looks very interesting. It kind of reminds me of somewhat Witcher in that way. So I'm really looking forward to that, because I do want to play like a very story-driven RPG slash action game. I'm really in a mood for that. And this looks like right up my alley with that. And they seem to do story well. They did story very well in Life is Strange, so hopefully they do very well with this game also. And it seems like you'll have choices, so kind of like Life is Strange mixed with actually real gameplay. My number three is... What's my number three? Oh. The Last Knight, which is that War Fury game that was announced at the Xbox conference. It's an indie game. It's like pixel art, but in like a cyberpunk kind of way.
Okay. Now
either noir or cyberpunk. I forget. I don't think it's cyber. Was it flying cars? I'm not sure.
I think it was cyberpunk, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think there were some bright colors mixed in with the noirness.
I know some neon lights and stuff like that. But yeah, that game looked awesome. And I really want to play that. I really want to play something like that. It looks great. What's my Xbox doing? No. Nah, stupid Xbox. But yeah, that I definitely want to get my hands on that. That looks really good. War Fury seems to be their style. At least pixel art indie type games. Especially when it went to PAX. That's all, like, they had a whole section and all their games was like pixel art. Or somewhat pixel arty. But yeah, I totally forgot about it at first. So I was thinking, like, what indie game? I was like, there's an indie game I saw at E3 that I wanted, like, and then I had to go back and I looked and said, oh yeah, I forgot about this game. Yeah, this one I'm really looking forward to. My number two game is Metro Exodus.
Yes.
If that game does come out this year, I am definitely looking forward to this. I love the first two. That game was a surprise to me. I did not realize how good that game was. When I first heard about it, it seemed interesting, but I was like, it's probably not really that great. But then it was a free game on PS3. The second one was a free game. I was playing that some, and I was like, man, this is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And I played all the way through, so then I went back to play the first one, and I was like, oh man, this game is great. And now I'm kind of hooked onto the series, and yeah, Metro Exodus looks like it'll do just as well. And it looks visually, I mean, from the video that showed last E3, I mean, I know it might not be all game engine, I'm not sure. But if it's anything close to that, yeah, that game's going to look great, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. And my number one game is Red Dead Redemption 2.
Awesome.
And I will definitely begin it on the consoles. I know it's going to be probably PC. Probably come out on PC probably next year. I'm not waiting. I'm going to get them on consoles, just like I did Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
And I'll be satisfied, because I love that game. I mean, I love the first one. That game, man. I like that more than Grand Theft Auto 4. I remember when it came out, I said, man, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
And Rockstar Games, I mean, so far, I liked all of them. I liked all the Grand Theft Autos. I liked the Red Dead. I liked Bully. I like most of their games. Mm-hmm. I mean, majority of their games I usually like.
Yeah.
Because the stories are pretty damn good. The action is good enough for me that I'm not bothered by it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has gotten better. Like, Red Dead, I really liked it. It's the shooting and everything was better than what it was in Grand Theft Auto 4, excuse me. And Grand Theft Auto 5, yeah, I can see they improved. And I'm sure they probably improve on this one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is the game I'm definitely looking forward to getting into. The online, I hope it's done a little bit better than what Grand Theft Auto 5 was.
Mm-hmm.
As far as not killing missions when people chop out, have something there, because that was that's what killed it for Grand Theft Auto 5. That's why I didn't bother getting it on the Xbox One or PS4 or the PC, because I was thinking, like, oh, I want to play online. You know, I do want to play online with people. But then I think, like, man, my hours are different, and then I'm going to play with randoms, and then if they drop out, the mission's done. And I don't feel like going through that again. But yeah, those are my top game. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, I fucked up somewhere.
I was going to say, I feel like you're one short here.
No, I didn't. I went from 9 to 7. I didn't say my 8.
Oh, okay.
Dragon Quest Builders for the Switch was my number 8. Because I do like Dragon Quest Universe, and I heard how well it was. Even with the Minecraft stuff, which it's not a... It seemed like it's done well with that, because it actually has a story. And so that's why I feel like, yeah, the Minecraft, again, like Minecraft, if you have like a structure where you can tell me what to do, like a story and a goal, I probably would like that game.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I wouldn't like it, just I won't have time to just go there just to mess around. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
It's equivalent to playing with toys, basically. I don't play with toys. I need you to tell me what to do. So that Dragon Quest Builders, yeah, since it has an actual story and everything, I'm interested in the game. Plus, playing on the Switch, yeah, I definitely would have mind. Like, that's a game I'll play on the go.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. All right. So that's my top 10. So what's your top 9, I guess?
Well, I didn't rank them, but you've already mentioned most of them, in fact.
You're on everything. Everything.
What's that?
So you rank them.
I'll give you a number 1, and then I'll give you an honorable mention. So honorable mention goes to Days Gone, just because at this point, I want to know what the hell that game is, and if it does actually come out this year.
Okay.
I guess that can go in my predictions as well, because
that is in my predictions also.
I predict that maybe it doesn't come out this year. I feel like that it has to come out this year, because I feel like next year is going to be The Last of Us 2.
Last of Us, yeah. Well,
and if it doesn't come out this year, then it's fucking screwed.
It's going to be the Order, what is it, 1978? I don't know.
Whatever. Yep, 1978. David Bowie. He plays David Bowie. All right. I am excited for Soul Calibur. I'm excited to see how that turns out, along with Dragon Ball Z Fighters. I got two fighters this year that I'm looking forward to. Yoshi, I mentioned that, I think, last week when we were talking about stuff. I'm looking forward to that more so than the Kirby one, because the Kirby one looks like it's maybe a little more multiplayer-focused. And I'm hoping this one's just a nice, solid platformer, like a Mario, but 2D.
No, the only Switch game I had on my top was the Dragon Quest Builders. So yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, because I don't really know what I only know what the Yoshi game is and the Kirby one.
Absolutely. So that's why I'm sure they'll have surprises, you know.
Yeah.
There's
exactly.
rumored Nintendo Direct coming up, so hopefully that does happen soon and we'll
Donkey Kong Country
see some stuff. I would love to have, even if they just put Tropical Freeze on the Switch, I'd be all about that. Okay, Soul Calibur, Yoshi, Spider-Man. I'm excited to see how that turns out. It's a game that I'm a little worried about the gameplay, but if the combat's pretty much just Batman-style combat, I'm good with that. And if the swinging's just as good as, you know, Spider-Man 2 was back in the old days, I'm good there. They just have to put that together and not have a million trillion QuickTime events. That's...
And not a whole bunch of... You know what? I don't want... Like, I want it somewhat like Batman, Arkham City, but just don't have a whole lot of junk.
Yeah. Yeah. There were too many Riddler trophies in that.
Yeah. So what would be Mysterio trophies. You know, DVDs, I don't know. Like, his movie DVDs or something like that you collect. I don't know what you collect.
CD-ROMs. All right. And the game that I was looking most forward to this year is Wargroove. It's a game that hopefully will be out soon.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And I've been hankering for another Advance Wars style game, and Tiny Metal's all right, but it's just not quite doing it for me between the style and the graphics. It's not quite there. Like, I like the mechanics that they've added, but it's not, the story's not really interesting me enough. And the visuals just aren't good enough to pull me in the way Advance Wars has in the past. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I'm hoping it comes out in the next couple of months. All right. So you ready to move on to predictions, Dominic?
No, I had honorable mentions too, but I was just going to let you say your game. All right, so my honorable mentions is Detroit. Because I like Heavy Rain.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that game. I didn't play the Ghost one. Yeah. What was that shit called?
Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah, Beyond Two Souls. I didn't play that one, but I did watch it on YouTube, and yeah, it didn't seem that great. Heavy Rain, yeah, story wasn't great. I mean, like I said, even when it's messing up and like it seems stupid, I still enjoy it because I'm not really taking it too seriously. I have fun even how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
So even with Detroit, I actually hope he does fuck up the story because it'll be funny to me. Because I'm not going to take it really seriously about these robots. Because, like I said, I'm not on the side of androids. Like, I don't care. Okay, you created sentient life. Okay, that's a mistake right there. You don't do that. You don't do that. There's still things to me.
Don't just play name it God.
Like, don't. Yeah, so I'm definitely not on their side.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just curious. Even how crazy it's like, it's just when, like watching a bad movie or something like that. Like, it's so bad, like you just watch it as a joke and it's just funny. That, yeah, I'll be okay with that. Like, I'm curious about this game. I mean, if it's done well, like story-wise, then that's a plus too. But yeah, I like those games with choices and things of that nature. So
yeah,
I'm okay with Detroit. And I kind of do want it to be a shit show just to piss people off because how people just get like, oh man, he did it so wrong or something like that. People get really angry about it, and I kind of like that. All right, Street Fighter Anniversary.
Yeah, that'll be out soon.
Definitely looking forward to that, and that's coming out in May. And yeah, I definitely want that. I'll be one of my Switch fighting games, probably my first one because unless Smash comes out like before then or something. But yeah, because I love Street Fighter 2. I love the Alpha series, so I definitely would be. Yeah, I do not really mind playing those games again.
Yeah,
and for $30, that is a steal to me. And I'm also looking forward to Street Fighter V Arcade, which is coming out this month because that's only $30 or $40, also. And I mean, I do like Street Fighter, and like I was Street Fighter V, I was somewhat interested in. I didn't have PS4 though, so I wasn't that interested in it. But when I found the shit show it was, and like how to get characters, how long it take it, like certain characters, if you didn't want to buy them or something like that, it was ridiculous. So I was like, man, I don't even care about this. But now with this arcade version, which has everything plus more for a lot cheaper,
that's what they said about Dead or Alive too, Dominic. They said it was going to have everything, and they came out with more stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're gonna have most of the things I care about. By the time they come up more, if they come out anything else I have to pay for, I won't care about then.
Yeah.
I mean, just like looking Mortal Kombat X.
Yep.
I didn't buy the second season pass. Yeah, so I'm kind of curious about, I might get that game. I mean, I'm thinking about it because for that price and Street Fighter, I'm kind of curious to get that game. Mm-hmm. I do like that. I mean, I still like, someone like the series.
Yeah.
Dynasty Warriors 9. This is supposed to be different. I totally forgot how it was different. But I like the series. I mean, I like overall series, and I'm curious what they do differently in this one.
Yeah.
I have to go, but I like Dynasty Warriors, so I do want this game. I do want to mindlessly beat up like 1,000 men in a stage. It's just fun to me.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know, it just scratched that itch for me. Crackdown. Crackdown 3. It's more of that I'm wonder if will be a decent game for Xbox, because, yeah. Oh man, this game comes out and it's bombs. It's like, goddamn. Like, what the fuck do you got on this system now? But I hope it's good, man. I really hope this game is good. I want something that's exclusive there to make me want to play the Xbox again.
Yeah.
And also with State of Decay. I really love the first one. And now that this has multiplayer in it,
mm-hmm.
Co-op, I'm definitely interested in this. And yeah. Since I'm not getting a Left 4 Dead 3... this will be one of those games I want to have.
Mm-hmm.
And with everything they had from the first one, putting in co-op, I think it'll make it that much better.
Yeah.
I think that's it as far as my... Yep, that is it.
All right.
So now we go on to predictions. So how many predictions do you have?
We'll say 3.
Oh. Well, then you go ahead, then.
All right. So my first prediction follows on the back of your last comments. I predict Crackdown is going to be a bad game.
Oh, okay.
I really do not have high hopes for that game. Part of me wants to even say that it may not come out this year.
I don't think so. I
mean, I feel like they have to. They don't really have a choice. They don't have anything else at the moment. I feel like it has to come out. I don't know where they would announce it if it's going to, but I feel like it has to come out before E3. Because I feel like at E3 they need to announce something for their Christmas,
and next year.
Yeah. Which I predict would be Halo, but I also predict that they will announce Halo at E3 this year, and then they will delay it.
Oh, well, they have Halo 6 will be announced and will be released this year, and they will have a Battle Royale mode in it.
Ooh, yeah, that is a solid prediction. Battle Royale in everything. All right, and my last prediction is that Nintendo will continue to release 3DS games that I would want them to put on the Switch and make me angry.
I hope that happens.
So here's the thing that I just saw. There is a rumor that there is a Link's Awakening remake, what? With Breath of the Wild style freedom to it. So I guess it's going to be a 3D game like Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time were on the 3DS.
That's going to be on the 3DS?
It's going to
be
a new 3DS exclusive? On the 3DS? Yeah.
It's going to be a new 3DS exclusive, right?
That would be even worse. That would piss me off so much because
oh my God,
then I couldn't even at least play it on the one that I have.
I don't know what I would do.
I
would be so fucking angry.
Yeah.
So I do want to still continue 3DS games. I want to tell them and say, see, there's two systems, people. This is not the portable one.
Yeah, I don't see them announcing a new portable system quite yet, but I could see them continuing to put out 3DS games
that I feel like they should just be putting on the Switch at this point and frustrating me to no end.
I really don't want them to continue with the 3DS. I don't. But yeah, if that's true, man, that sucks. That fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Especially because I'm not going to buy a new 3DS. At least I would buy it if it was on a 3DS. I would actually probably still buy it. But well, if they say something like, oh, everyone's terrible on the regular 3DS, like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
It's like, God damn it, Nintendo. You couldn't just make a Switch version. I hope that rumor's not true. I hope that's something that they're working on and they canceled.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like, I don't know. I haven't seen it reported anywhere credible, so I don't know if it's even a real thing. But it just popped up.
Oh, it was on CNN? It was CNN.
Yep, it was on fake news CNN over here. Donald Trump told me that no Link's Awakening remaster is coming ever. Yeah, but I saw that and I was like, 3DS, you son of a bitches. All right, so what do you got for predictions this year, Dominic?
All right, I got a baseball game will be announced at EA at E3 this year.
Baseball.
They will have a baseball game. Also, I say State of Decay 2 will come out in September.
Not October to capitalize on that Halloween stuff?
I say summer, between like August and September, I think State of Decay 2 will come out.
Okay.
So I say Halo 6 will come out probably October or November.
Okay.
And also, I had an official announcement of a wireless VR headset. That's what I said. That's what I had.
So is that for Microsoft or is that for anybody?
Anybody.
Okay.
Just official announcement of a wireless VR headset. Also, I had the next Call of Duty will deal with time travel.
Hmm.
Because I don't know where else they can go. I just think they can go everywhere. And I say it's all times.
Yeah.
Time travel or like dimensions or something. I don't know. A Doctor Who or something. I don't know. Like Doctor Who Call of Duty.
So I will fight interdimensional species then.
Yes.
Okay.
And mannequins. And, I said Ubisoft will be okay for this year. Because Vivendi will be quiet somewhat this year as far as takeover. Even though we did see, I think I saw a report, something like Vivendi, almost something like their, I don't know, it was always something like they weren't making big moves.
Yeah, I think we've reported on that. That was part of our news a little while ago.
But I say this year Ubisoft will still be okay. There'll still be Ubisoft by E3. Maybe next year they won't be. There will be Ubisoft something else. I say, oh yeah, also I made a prediction. The only Star Wars game this year will be a Lego Star Wars game. Will be a Lego's The Last Jedi game. Which I'm curious how that game would, like, what would they do?
People will to make hate it that funny game
because
the movie's not funny.
Yeah.
Because it tried so hard to be funny, but it's not funny.
Yeah, I say, I'm going to say Respawn Star Wars game is not going to come out this year. I'm going to say that. I feel like it probably should, though, because there's no, what other game, what battle, unless there's a Battlefield game being announced this year.
Gotta be a Battlefield about. Game.
Gotta so be. If there's a Battlefield game, then I'll say their game's not going to be, oh, no, their game will come out 2 weeks before the Battlefield game. The Star Wars game.
And they'll fuck them over again.
Yeah, or they fuck Battlefield over this time.
I'll say
Respawn. Yeah, I'm going to say Respawn's game does not come out this year. So there will be no Star Wars game from EA. And this is fucking stupid, because it should be a Star Wars game every fucking year, like there's a movie every fucking year. Spider-Man will be in the fall. I think that's when it's come out. I said Days Gone will come out in the summer. Probably like some weeks after E3, maybe in July or August.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no Shenmue or Final Fantasy VII this year. I mean, that's not a big prediction, but I'm just saying that neither one will come out. I mean, Shenmue might come out. I mean, some people are speculating that it think it'll come out this year. I'm going to say it's not.
No Kingdom Hearts.
The new Cyberpunk game by the guys for Witcher.
Mm-hmm.
That will get an official title and release date this year, and it will come out in 2019. There will be a gameplay shown exclusively for Xbox at E3 to show the power of the Xbox One X. And I think that's it for my predictions.
All right. I predict that Kingdom Hearts will only have Japanese voices when it comes out in America.
Yeah, I didn't predict. I was trying to think, like, if it does come out this year, when will it come out?
Yeah.
December. like Final Fantasy 15. They're very, like, very late.
Yep.
Yep. That's it. So, no new releases again?
No new releases. At least nothing of note.
I mean, when are the new releases? Are there any next week?
Yeah. There are some things for the Switch. 26
is a big day.
Yeah. There are some things for the Switch next week. Fury, the game that was on PlayStation Plus when it first released, it's kind of hack and slash by the guys from Afro Samurai. That's
coming. Oh, yeah, that's right. Switch. I did see that. Okay.
Yeah, there were one or two things coming out next week, and then building up from there. So they'll get back to releasing some games. All right. You got anything else then, Dominic?
Nope.
All right. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. It is another new year with Super Ultra Podcast Arcade. You can check us out on Twitter. Dominic is at DinoMans. I'm at Regulus MB. The podcast is at SuperPod, SUPAPOD. SuperPod.com is the website for the podcast. It has links to all the places you can find us and find the podcast, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. If you enjoyed this or any previous episode, please give us a review on any one of those platforms, and maybe let us know that you did so on Twitter. Till next week, guys. See you later.
All right, see you.